It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Shall we?
Shall, yes.
Yes. Shall, yes.
We am.
Am we?
Or am me? ShamWow.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
Everyone, I got sleep.
You did.
I've had sleep now. So now I'm really, really, really awake.
If only sleep mattered for your voice,
not for me.
It does, though. It's supposed to, but
it's supposed to.
It's probably disproportionate. You need more sleep.
I'm going to use this nasty singer Saving Grace.
Oh, it's
don't bad. Do it. We did it yesterday, and it was real bad.
We got somebody.
Was this not yours?
No.
It says singers on it. I thought
it
was yours.
I found it over with the Trisha key and the cough drops.
Trisha brought it to us yesterday.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
Thank you, Trisha.
Trisha brought it. I found us. This.
Yeah,
I just found it.
I found it in the bathroom.
Spray this in your mouth.
She it was behind the toilet.
The cough drops are good for
you. I had dropped my keys and I found it when I was looking for them.
Amazing.
I'm going to do it.
It's so bad.
I'm doing it.
This Team Awesome Morning Party.
Avoid your tongue.
Ugh. I'll bite it on the front of my mouth.
Steve-O, Mateo, Donatello.
It's awful.
What's up? I also found some lotion in the ladies' restroom because I was excited because here in the desert, it's very dry.
It is dry.
I needed some lotion. I put it on. It was called French Lavender. But I feel like they maybe had like some other kind of lotion in there before, maybe, because, I mean, unless it's like a mixture of both French bread and French lavender.
Oh.
No. It's like
it's
French dressing.
It's a strange
dressing.
Combo.
Now, whenever we run out of lotion here at the station, they just replace it with butter.
They just mix it all together. It's
that
the
makes
super
a lot of
secret
sense.
Sauce in Big Macs.
Because there were some crumbs in it, so
yeah.
Now I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
cram the bread down in there, and the butter just,
yeah,
it eats the bread away.
It's pretty amazing.
And then it's all lotion.
Pretty
oh, that's
amazing.
Awful.
So it is day two of our super amazing Share-a-thon.
Oh my goodness.
Yay.
That's right.
Yesterday we were like all day, well number one, we were extremely tired.
Yes, we were.
But then also you're doing it, aren't you? Oh, he's
using the spray on his throat.
The spray stuff is incredible. Incredibly.
He
bad.
Immediately regrets his decision. If you're not watching on the webcam, you can't see it, but he's in a world of hurt.
Anyway,
he's experiencing pain
all
and
day.
Bad flavors. Yeah.
We were like, please help us, please help us, please help us. But then, the last couple of hours yesterday, between 4 and 6 p.m., people were like, okay, we'll help you.
Yeah.
And we raised more money.
Yeah.
Than
for
the
our
station
first day.
Had done for our first
in
day
previous.
Share-a-thon.
Yeah, first day,
in
day one.
Any previous share-a-thon. Pretty
so
cool.
Here's the good part. That.
Yes.
The downside.
What?
We are still looking for 85.
Yeah.
Monthly contributors. So
that's
we
right.
need your help today. The good news is that breaks down to four an hour. We need
yes.
four new monthly
Quattro.
Contributors every hour.
Quattro.
So 6 o'clock hour. We got about 48 minutes left.
Gosh.
It's bad.
He's residual effects from that throat spray.
It's pretty rough. Here, also, I was informed of this, that Thursday is typically the downer
low day.
Yeah. But we're not going to make that so
no,
today.
No, I want this to be the best Thursday in the history of Thursdays.
That's
yes.
right.
It is Trivial Trivia Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be the best Share-a-thon Thursday ever.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today.
You're going
to
help me.
Yeah, we've got the Aspen Project coming in. Michelle Schroff's going to be talking
Woo!
About the open house this last week for Project Zoe. We've got Dave Slade, author of The Christ Virus, coming in studio. He's going to be sharing about his new book that is...
Is
rocking my world.
Is the Christ, virus? Does it turn you into a zombie?
Shh.
I'm just wondering.
No.
She'll read it.
But no. But
is it like that zombie
anything.
Song by DC Talk?
Zombie.
Or no. is it like the zombie song by Family Force 5?
Speaking of Family Force 5, we're going to talk to Crouton today.
Yes, we are. We're talking with Crouton
Yay!
For Family Force 5.
Also, we're going to
so
talk
fun.
With Joe Rickard from the band Red. He's a
also
drummer.
Also so fun.
Yeah.
He started a new clothing company, and they've been kind enough to send some swag.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of rad people and businesses who have said, hey, we love your station. We want to help you guys out. So today, we got a lot of great things. We've got the brand new record from Archibald. We've got a ton more CDs in the prize closet that the operators can
tell
you about.
Do we have any of the skate decks left?
We have one skate deck.
And
signed by Christian Hosoi.
Yep.
And even more than these wonderful treasures are the fantastic treasures in heaven that you will be storing up if you support the ministry of Static Radio.
Oh. Yeah, nice. Nicely done.
Treasures untold.
There you go.
Jewels in your crown.
Look at this stuff.
I was already singing it.
It's
like treasures untold. How many wonders could one cabin hold? Looking around,
gosh,
you think,
Disney! Yeah,
we could use some donuts.
Especially if there is a gluten-free one.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Aww.
If you're going to bring us food, just remember, gluten-free for
gluten-free
Dawn.
Gluten-free from
it doesn't have to be totally, but if there could be one.
If just there could be one.
Even if there's half a one.
Although, if they're all gluten-free, I guess then we're stuck eating gluten-free stuff, and then she wins. So
she wins.
That's how it works.
Well,
I've never tried any gluten-free anything, I don't think.
It's awesome, Steve-O.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Gluten-free is the best.
Some of it's not good, but some of it's great.
Hey, you know what? Okay. We've all seen the commercial, the football commercial, where the guy goes, Keno.
Yeah.
What's Keno?
Yeah.
Or Queno. That's
Queno.
What's
a Queno? Yeah.
Man, that's so funny because that's exactly what happened to me when Dawn brought home this little box of quinoa.
Quinoa? Yeah.
Quinoa.
It's called quinoa?
Yeah. Quinoa.
That commercial forever is going to be Queno because that's that's exactly what it looks like to me, too. So
it's so funny, though.
It's a great commercial.
It's like Queno.
Quinoa.
It's a football commercial. But we're not talking football.
We're talking
about
food.
Your love for this station.
And health food. How are you eating healthily? We're going to eat donuts.
The phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We do have operators standing by. If you come alongside us with a donation of $30 or more a month, which... it's not a lot.
It's not a lot. We spend more than that on junk food. And probably our doctor keeps telling us to cut back on junk food. But I think we're all kind of addicted.
Yeah.
We need bigger motivation, you know, to cut that out of our life. So maybe what we need to do is look at our junk food budget that actually does exist, even though we never write it down on paper because we're unshaped.
Yeah.
And let's cut back from there. And to help motivate us not to spend that money, how about we throw it towards Static Radio?
Oh.
And by doing so... support an incredible ministry that is reaching into the lives, into the homes of so many people all over.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call right now, 1-866-730-4921. Help us meet our goal. We are looking for 100 new monthly donors to Static Radio. We have bills every single month, and we need help with our bills, yo.
Yeah, so we got bills, y'all.
If you love this morning show, if you love this station, please... come alongside us. $30 or more a month, we're going to hook you up back. We got some CDs. We've got T-shirts. We also have custom iPhone cases. We've got Winter Jam tickets.
Yep.
We've got Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra tickets coming to town. We've got the Almost. There's so many
Steve-O's
different things.
Going to get some more gifts.
Man,
oh,
I am.
Gifts.
I'm really excited. We just keep running into people who are like, I know you're doing the Share-a-thon. I can't financially support you guys monetarily right now. So, hey, can you guys use this? And we keep getting rad things from different businesses. Astro Zombies.
Yes.
Down on 3100
Show
Central.
Show them your shirt.
Here, guys, check
He's
this out.
He's wearing the
webcam.
Shirt
the
on
webcam.
The webcam.
No bigs. It's too long. That's why I had to...
I was wondering about this tuck-in action.
Yeah, well, it's...
just let it be.
Just let it be.
It's not too
let
long.
It be.
The 90s are back.
Let it be.
This is the 90s.
Yeah.
You could take this shirt and you could tie it around your waist.
Sporting my love for the shirt right there. They've hooked us up with some really rad Sheldon Cooper limited edition Astro Zombie exclusives.
Oh,
we also have comic book grab bags. So if you're into comics, dude, we've got Captain America. We've got a bunch of runs from Amazing Spider-Man, like all the Dan Slott big time stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe
I was
should
looking,
bid on that.
I know. I was looking through it yesterday, and there's some rad comics.
Where
so
are those?
Here's the deal. All you got to do is call. Call our operators right now. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. 866-730-4921. We need 100 new monthly contributors. If we get 100 new monthly contributors at $30 or more, we will actually reach our goal.
We'll reach the goal.
Here's the thing. Here's what I want to ensure. We reach our goal. Actually, for the last 3 share-a-thons we've done, we've come short. I've never seen us reach it. I want
to see that
happen.
And it's the first time me and Don have ever helped out with a share-a-thon.
Yeah.
Like this much.
Yeah.
Other than somebody calling saying, can you give a brief testimonial about the importance of the station?
Yeah, could you please tell us about how Christian radio impacts your life?
Right. And so we want to actually reach that. We only need 4 an hour. So I'm talking to you right now. 1-866-730-4921. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. I mean, Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
Can you just be Bill?
Am I Mr. Bill now?
You're Bill. You're Bill. You're the Bill. You're just the Bill.
So you're Bill.
Hey, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Gluten tastes so good.
It does.
That's mean because it's not like she
you know
has
what
a
else
choice.
Tastes great?
Living?
Drainage.
Oh.
It's for her allergies.
Yeah. Truth.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys make my morning awesome every day.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
And I just wanted to say that there is a listener out there. I don't know who you are, but if you want God's blessings on your life, return the favor and bless these guys.
Thanks, man. And you put your money where your mouth is. You've been a supporter from us from the get-go. I mean, you're a longtime Static Radio supporter, financially.
Well, it's like I said, you guys make my mornings awesome, and you know, I can't just take it for free.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Love you guys. Awesome.
Love you too, Bill.
Thanks, Mr. Bill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here it is.
It's crazy because, you know, we just said how in the past there have been so many times where I've done radio interviews and things like that. I'm like, hey, do you think you could, like, you know, just give us a quick, you know, line about why, you know, because we're going to have our share-a-thon or whatever. We'll play it then. But what's really funny is I would say probably about 75% of the time that I've made those, you know, pleas and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, please support Christian Radio. They've all been stations that do not play our band's music because they won't play.
Yep.
Music with, you know, with harder guitars or things like that.
Yeah.
Or here's this, or they won't play songs that actually talk about serious issues.
Right.
We have a song that is actually kind of softer, and we really thought that some of the other Christian radio stations would really pick up on it. It was called He Weeps, but the thing is it talked just a little bit about a girl who wasn't eating right, and they said it was too graphic. It just says, where's God when she won't eat and her bones start to show? And they said that was too graphic, and across the board, no one would play the song.
Yep. What?
Yes, and we wrote that song because our guitarist Justin's wife had anorexia. She was dealing with an eating disorder when we wrote that song. And we wrote it for her and for all the women and men across the country who struggle with eating disorders.
Yeah.
And guess what? Nobody gets to hear it on the radio because it's too graphic.
Nope.
So I guess those people just shouldn't really have those problems because no one wants to help them.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, they would call Waverly and say, hey, can you give a brief testimonial? And what I always wanted to say was, yeah, we love your station because you play our one song, so when people come to our shows, they think we're a completely different type of band. They all end up leaving and they don't buy any merch, so thank you. But at least you're getting the word out, right?
But this station is different, guys, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, that's what this ministry is about. It is about reaching out to the lost and to the hurting, no matter if it's convenient or if it has a pretty bow on it or not. And because life is not that way, you know, life's not perfect.
Nope.
We all have real problems. You know you do. And so we're here to be real and to put out really good music and give people the opportunity to witness to their friends who don't know God yet and the opportunity just to listen to great music.
Yeah, and to let you know that you're never too far gone, that you have those problems, but that doesn't mean God does not love you. He sent his son to die for you, and our purpose here at Static Radio is to share that hope, that redemption, that restoration only found in Jesus Christ through good music. We play some incredible music. We have fun conversations. You guys uprooted your entire lives to move to Albuquerque, New Mexico to be a part of this ministry.
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah, you do. Well. Yeah, the lots. The lots do.
I know for a fact. Well, it's just so many times I've connected with songs that aren't Christian songs because of the writers, you know, whether or not they're believers, they're being so authentic.
Yeah.
And a lot of times...
Well, people want truth.
Right. As a Christian artist, you can't really be that authentic, like Don was saying, because you won't get play.
Right.
You know, which is so stupid.
Yeah. And that's not what we're about. We want to make sure that we are playing what's good, first of all.
Yeah, number one,
we don't want to play music that sucks. That's that's for sure.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
But then so many of these songs, like, I know people out there, you're probably listening. For some reason, despite not liking the station, you're still listening.
Yeah!
I like to think that's because music is a language that we all speak. We talked about this yesterday afternoon. It's a language we all speak. It's kind of like a universal tongue, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
Please don't call in theology guy. I don't want to talk about it. So whoever that guy is, I'm not trying
to... Not right now.
Not rewriting the Bible.
Right.
Just wait a second. But it's music is something that we can all connect to. And that's kind of the purpose of this station. If it's a good song, no matter what you believe, you know, about God and faith, if it's a good song, more than likely you'll just listen to it, not even realize it. And so we want people to land on this station, hear good music, and then start hearing more.
Yeah.
And hearing more about a God that loves them no matter what.
Yeah.
And no matter what the church has done to make them think he might not love them, he still does.
Yeah.
And
he still died for them.
Yeah, he did. And we want people to know about that and have that hope. So please help us.
If you believe in that, the phone lines are up on 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for monthly donors. We need 85 new monthly donors to reach our goal. So help us attain that goal. We only need 4 new monthly donors every single hour to reach our goal. So we're looking at you. We got 35 minutes left of this hour. Help us get to those 4 that come alongside us monthly. 1-866-730-4921. You can also donate online at mystaticradio.com. There's a giant donate button. You can set up your monthly payments. You can set up the card you want to use, when you want it to come out, all of that. So, coming up right after this year, band breaking news.
Oh man,
I know. Woo! Latest from Amberlynn for you now. It's City Electric, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now. Because yesterday I didn't do a good job.
Too lazy to put your stuff on Craigslist? Join the club. Give it to us, unless it's a chinchilla.
I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
The Static Radio Share-a-thon. Donate now at mystaticradio.com.
Like those birds.
That's probably because I've seen Finding Nemo 300 times on the bus because we have a little, almost 3-year-old who travels with us. But you know what? I find something new every time. I love Nemo. It's good.
Me too.
It's a good one.
That movie makes me cry within the first like 3 minutes of the movie.
Stop.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it's because it's devastating.
Gosh.
So awesome.
And then in the end, my favorite moment in the movie is when he sees him in the net. And then, like, there's the flashback to, like, the little egg. And then...
Spoiler alert.
I just ball my brains out every time.
Escape. Yeah, you know, funny thing about that, it's spelled like escape.
Escape!
Please come back later. We're trying to escape right now.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Dory.
Welcome to the Static Share-a-thon 2013. We still need 3 more monthly contributors this hour to meet our goal.
Guys, we need your help
in and we'll shut up about it.
1-866-730-4921.
I know we're funny, but we're not joking because they just won't take our Monopoly money when we try to pay the bills for these big, giant antennas.
It's ridiculous.
It won't work.
They won't let us pay them in jokes.
I got this huge 20 that's not good anywhere. Anywhere.
Even if we take it to the copy machine and reduce it.
Maybe we've tried.
When we made it the right size, no one wanted it.
To the toilet store.
Thankfully, we're funny enough that people don't think we're serious, so we didn't go to jail for, what is that called?
Maybe we could use...
Counterfeiting
money. Counterfeiting.
Yes.
Thanks, Don, for helping me with that.
But the problem with that is that that means we still don't have any money.
Right.
Maybe and we need the money to make the antennas work to send out the music that is changing the people's lives.
And the little money that we did have, we used making oversized bills.
So yeah.
Now we're completely
It's really troublesome.
We should think about those.
So the thing is, is to change the people's lives, we need you to help us out.
There you
but
go.
It's super easy. You can donate. You can be a monthly donor. $30, $25. It's a dollar or less a day.
That's right.
And we really do unwittingly waste more than that every month.
Yeah.
So with just a little bit more, you know, intentionality and purposefulness with our money, the money that God's given us to be good stewards of, we can pour God's love into the lives of the whole world through the internet, over the radio, all over through our satellite stations. And it, you can be a part of that for super for less than a dollar a day.
1-866-730-4921. We're looking for monthly donations. Of course, if you have a one-time donation, we're not going to say no to that either.
Nope.
So if you would like to donate now, we have CDs to give you. We have T-shirts, tons of gifts that we would love to share with you. You got to call our operators, find out. 1-866-730-4921. Who's ready for birthdays?
Me.
Me.
Steve.
Mine.
Steve's ready. Good, because he's the one who helps us with it.
Yeah, well.
He's not ready. We can't do it.
Okay, just to put it in perspective, when birthdays are over, we need to have those three callers.
Yeah, we need three more
so
months.
So while you're enjoying this, we're going to need you to also
call in.
Make a lawful call.
All right, got to stay on task. It's going to be a fun birthday day.
Good. Okay.
But we got a bunch to get through.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Here
Focus,
we go.
Focus, boys.
Ready?
I forgot what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. From the movie Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
American Pie and the Rundown.
Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott. Nice. Celebrating birthday.
Yeah.
He is
36.
33.
That's a solid guess.
35. 37.
Oh,
dang it. So close.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott. Stibler. Dude, the Rundown.
Let's see. A
little lightning.
He's half of Siegfried and Roy.
Roy. Same. We are the same.
Roy Horn celebrating a birthday today.
I think he is 60.
67.
64.
69.
Oh,
whoa. Yeah.
I am getting so close.
You guys remember when they had like that big, huge deal happen? Like
Yeah, Siegfried was like, hey, I got a really good idea. We're going to put you in a cage, and you're going to play tug of war with this tiger
over a chicken.
In a sack.
But it's cool because we bought $7 of insurance.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that.
Nope.
No. Ah.
Lindsey Buckingham, Fleetwood Mac.
No way! Dude, he was on the latest record for Nine Inch Nails, actually.
Oh.
Helping out Trent Reznor. Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood
Mac. Did you guys talk about him yesterday?
The day before?
We played Holiday Road from Vacation because there's Randy Quaid's birthday.
That's what it was. The Dave Grohl documentary about the studio.
Oh, what is it called? Motion City?
I can't remember.
Motion City Soundtrack.
No, that's a
Motion Picture.
Anyway, it's great.
Great documentary. Motion Sickness.
That's Lindsay's voice there.
Go away.
Good job.
I love Fleetwood Mac.
I love him.
How old's Lindsay, you think?
Oh, he is.
71. What?
No, wait. 65.
62.
Go your own way.
We're all three guests?
Yep.
Yeah.
64.
I was so close.
Yeah.
I was the closest without going over.
Yeah, you were. Falling in
love with you. Yeah. Bill Cosby. Now, who's my favorite blues guy, Steve-O?
Kebmo.
All right.
Celebrating a birthday.
Kebmo.
Shamwow.
Kebmo has got to be 59.
I have no idea.
59.
58.
61.
62. So close.
I know.
Without going over.
I didn't get the theme from the profiler, but from the profiler, Peter Frechette.
Who?
Oh.
Frechette.
Frechette. Cream fraiche.
I don't know who that is. Peter Frechette. Celebrating a birthday from the profiler.
49.
48.
52.
57.
Oh.
You're getting there.
Sorry, I started us too low.
Where's Mitch when you need her?
Oh,
you
no.
Don knows this?
No, sorry, no. I thought it was totally a different song.
I was saying, where's Mitch when you
is
need
this
her?
Is this T-Swift?
It's actually Ashley Simpson.
Oh,
oh.
Cool.
I was doing, whatever tomorrow brings,
oh,
I'll
yeah.
be there.
Yeah.
Which they may have sampled.
It's all right.
We got
We've got Steve-O's coming up later.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got to get rid of
okay,
this.
Ashley Simpson, she is
33.
31.
27.
29. 29.
Hmm.
Yeah, what you
think? There's wishful thinking on my part there.
Oh, my gosh.
Piano.
No, it's Motley Crue. So this is either Nikki Sixx or it's Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee. Oh, yeah. Celebrate her birthday.
Tommy Lee. He is 50.
Wait, listen. Listen to the drums. Listen.
Okay.
Wait, where are they?
Not yet. Not yet.
I guess I should have picked a song with drums.
Oh, dude. If you need one, here, hold on. Stand by. Oh, what? Oh. Tommy Lee's birthday. Who had some Motley Crue for ya? Oh, this guy. Oh, this guy. Oh, yeah.
It's Tommy Lee's birthday.
Listen to that hi-hat.
Woo! Getting crazy. He is
skinny.
Yeah.
Tattooed.
And not the best skinny tattooed drummer I know.
Oh, no.
That goes
oh.
to Travis Barker.
Heck yeah.
I thought you were going to say Will.
I thought you were going to say Colin.
No.
All right.
I mean, Colin's great, but let's think about Travis.
They do burn calories.
For a second.
They do. 56.
Oh. 52.
I already said 50.
51.
Oh!
Closes without going over.
Is it
Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani's birthday today.
Yes.
Is it no doubt?
I like Gwen Stefani because she proved to me that 30 is the new 20. She is going to be, let's say, I'm going to say 36.
What?
Yeah.
No, because when I was in high school, Tragic Kingdom was out, and so she was like in her 20s. So I'm going to say 42.
45.
And President Obama is which president?
40-something.
44.
Wow. Really? 44th. I can't believe it's been that long since I read that magazine article.
Yeah.
This is even better.
So please stop explaining. Don't tell me because it hurts.
You want to hear something more classic than this?
Yes.
The Chubby
Come on,
Checker?
Baby.
Chubby Checker celebrating
her birthday. I met Chubby Checker!
Nicely done!
I met him. I met Chubby Checker. I took a picture with him. Yes. That's how cool my life was that day.
And you know, this did so well. The next year, he came out with this.
Come on, everybody. Yes, dude.
It was called Let's Twist Again.
You know,
like you did last summer?
Yep.
Let's Jesus juke this bad boy because I had a chance to interview Chubby Checker.
Yeah?
Okay.
And he was so bummed about these songs.
Really?
Yeah. And we were talking to him about it because he gave his life to Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a believer now.
Right.
And he was worried because, like, the motions, the twist,
oh,
and like
come
all the
on, Chubby, don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm not even being
great.
Did you help him?
And he was being, oh, yeah. It was like, dude, come on.
He was way ahead of the curve.
I feel like I need to write him an email.
You should.
He's carrying a burden of shame that Jesus
really
died on
was.
The cross for right there.
I think since then he's like kind of calmed it down a touch. But he was seriously upset. Like he has done something so wrong because he used his talents for other reasons. And the God wasn't glorified. And it was like, dude, you threw down a jam of awesome.
Heck
they
yeah.
They got people twisting.
Yeah,
and
honestly, if he'd known where it was going.
Kelly,
we'll get in there one
day. Dude, you didn't invent the bump and grind. It's the twist. You're good, bro.
And he created a platform from which he can share the gospel.
Amen.
Exactly. Yep, we got to play a show with them in New York, and I got to meet him, and it was awesome.
That's
I felt
so
like,
awesome.
How old do you think
I felt
he is?
Really rad.
He is 1-866-730-4921 years old.
Oh, we still need three.
That's
annual
right.
or
that's
monthly
right.
givers.
We sure do.
Yeah, that's right.
Chubby Checker is 74.
We're about halfway through birthdays, so.
Yeah.
Let's go.
76.
I'm going to say 73 because we need three more monthly contributors.
What did Don say?
74.
Oh, he's 72.
Ah!
72.
Punch.
Everybody wants to
Everybody
be free.
Everybody wants to.
From Party of Five.
Scott Wolf. Matthew Fox.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Naomi. Was there a Naomi? What's that
Naomi
black
Campbell.
Hair girl?
Nev Campbell.
Nev Campbell. Campbell.
Celebrating
you.
A birthday.
Yes!
Scream.
Scream.
Scream. Hello, Sydney.
Sydney's
Sydney's
Matt
birthday. She lived to see another
Jack.
One, Sydney. And then...
She is 44.
No.
Yes. 38.
37.
She says 40 is the new 30.
She's 40.
All right.
What?
What? Is this Christina?
Oh, my. No.
This sounds
Who
like
is
a
this?
Little kid.
Macy Gray?
Oh, yeah. That's not Christina.
That's a dude.
Or India Arya.
Oh. Or India Arya.
I'm sorry, India. I sound like a dude right now, too.
So do I. No, I don't.
37.
41.
I 38.
Actually, today she turned 38.
Oh!
Whoa! Whoa!
That's the chicken in the bag. The tiger is attacking.
Okay, last but not least,
okay.
The final birthday of today.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Matt was
you
right there. He was
got it.
In.
Hang on.
You are my fire, the one.
Get them headphones up.
Desire.
Yeah.
Believe.
If anything, I'm AJ because that's
when
all I got.
I say.
What?
I want it that way.
So whose birthday is it, Steve-O?
I don't know. I'm not
Which
a
band?
Backstreet Boy guy.
Backstreet Boys. Okay.
You're talking in the wrong
The blonde one. Right?
The dude that loves Jesus.
Nick Lachey. Wait,
no,
wrong.
The other guy that looks like Kenny Greeby, a friend of
the
ours.
The one with the goatee.
Okay, let me give you a hint.
Tell me why.
Kevin Richardson.
Who?
Kevin Yay! Richardson.
He was the tall one in the corner.
Is he the one that looks like Saeed?
I don't know.
I
have no idea.
There was a dude with
Ask
the,
me
like,
about Boston,
hair.
Kansas, Not or Pink Floyd or something like that.
I want it that way.
You got me confused with the wrong generation.
39.
37.
40.
Two.
Oh, 42. Wow.
Yeah.
Guys. Yeah, we can get famous.
Okay, we're
got time.
We're to dates.
Yeah?
On this date, in what year did Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy get critically, go
Shut
into
up.
Critical condition
got,
following a tiger attack?
He got mauled on his birthday?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Happy
oh,
birthday.
Oh, Roy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Siegfried, I've got a really good idea. I'm going to wrestle a tiger for my birthday.
I'm gonna play tug of war with this chicken.
What year was that?
Best birthday ever.
What year was it?
That was like 4 years ago?
It wasn't that long ago.
No, I was going to say like 2001.
Yeah.
Something nah.
Like 98.
Nah. I'm going to say 2008.
Steve?
Oh, did you all three guess?
Yeah.
Oh, it was 10 years ago, 2003.
Ah!
Oh. Close.
Yeah. All right. So, although George Washington started Thanksgiving in 1789 officially. On this day in what year Thanksgiving Day was declared as the fourth Thursday in November by President Abraham Lincoln?
17.
Yeah, go with that. Go with that.
I don't know.
I just loved Don's face. That was incredible.
Abraham Lincoln. Okay, when was the Gettysburg Address?
1492.
Okay.
That's not right.
Steve, is it?
Sure
is it like
it
18?
We need at least two or three more monthly contributors for our
yes.
show-a-thon. 1-866-730-4921. And we're almost through through these dates.
Is
so.
It 1864? Right. Is it 1862?
Feedbacks. All right. Is it 1861?
1863.
The only one we didn't pick.
I just want to say that I was the most accurate because I used historical analysis.
On this date, in what year did the Andy Griffith Show premiere on CBS? It lasted 8 seasons and continues today in reruns.
It really does.
1960.
1954.
19, okay, because you got to think Ron Howard.
And it was in black and white.
And he was a child.
Oh, crap. I didn't even go that route.
And my dad was born in the 50s. 1957.
Steve-O's really upset about his pick of 1960, but that was correct.
Yay! Smartest.
Okay, on this
smartest
date in what year?
Is this the Honeymooners?
Is this Bewitched?
No, I Dream of Jeannie or Bewitched. Yeah, it's one of those.
Or no, is it Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah!
Premiered on CBS TV. This date in what year?
Oh.
19... What was it before or after?
Just guess.
It was in black and white, too. So 1961.
Okay.
1958.
1960. 61. Yeah, we all got one!
Yay!
Yay! Turn that off, please. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah, he doesn't want to
hear it. I hate that chicken.
All right, so today, friends.
Yeah.
Is Boyfriend's Day.
Yay!
Boyfriend's Day!
It's Virus Appreciation Day.
Nope.
What?
Which is perfect because Dave Slade, the author of The Christ Virus, is coming in today.
Fantastic.
Yes!
Today is,
we planned it.
Yeah, we
today
did.
Is Poetry Day, and I did not write you a poem. It's Techies Day.
Nice.
And consider this for lunch. It's Taco Day.
Taco.
Ooh, that sounds great.
That is all.
Techies Day. Does that mean we need to call Ethan Luck?
All the techies
Luck?
Are eating a taco.
Like Ethan Luck techie? Like a drum
crew?
Tech? Or a
I mean, I think
tech?
So, yeah. You say tech at the end
techies
of both
day.
Those statements.
You should probably call
Ethan
Sam.
Luck is my favorite techie.
Sam and Nate and that other guy. That
we call Danny Navarro.
The techies.
Oh, you mean, no, those are they called techies?
They're working on technical
Our web
stuff.
Guys?
Technical.
Huh. Speaking of, our brand new app. You can check it out.
Yeah.
It's updated and it's legit. So you know how that happened? By your financial contributions. 1-866-730-4921 the phone number. We need your support. Call us up. You can donate online at mystaticradio.com. It is Share-a-thon Fall 2013. T-Bones and Body Party now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. It's Steve-O, Matteo, and Donatello.
Oh.
Here
and
I am.
The phone call from the operator room.
Hey there.
Good
hey.
Morning.
I want to thank Lydia, Becky, and Patrick all called in this morning. We're waiting to hear from several listeners who have thought about calling but haven't called in for their $30 or more a month donation for the Share-a-thon. But again, thanks to Lydia, Becky, and Patrick already called in this morning with their donation.
Boom! Thank you! Thanks for the update, Stever.
All righty.
All right, man. Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. It's day two of our Share-a-thon. Now, here's the deal. Other places may do like 10-day Share-a-thons, but that gets
totally.
Old and boring after
oh
like,
my gosh.
Oh, man. So much begging.
I can't stand it.
Okay, so we do 3-day Share-a-thon.
We do three.
We are still a listener-supported station. We still do definitely need your support. We need your help. But we believe that God's going to provide that. So
totally.
We don't want to like...
Yeah, and we want to keep it easy.
Weeks and weeks. We want to, yeah, make it simple.
Yeah, and quick. We want to keep it interesting, too, you know, because we don't want to bore you, because if you change that dial, the fact is when you change it back, one day it might not be us anymore because
yeah.
nobody donated, right?
Right.
Nobody so what we
donates.
Want is for you to remember how much you love us.
Absolutely.
And then when you do, call us in. Give up maybe a dollar a day to help keep the station around, keep this ministry present, keep the love of God present in the lives of all the people who listen to this station.
Absolutely.
Here in Albuquerque and all of our satellite stations and all across the world.
Yeah, in order to reach our goal of 100 new monthly donors, we just need simply four an hour. But we missed it by one last hour.
Missed
one.
It by that
just
much.
One. We need five this hour. So that's we're doing pretty good.
Everybody,
we need five this hour.
If
we're
you're listening, hold your hand there. Up. Hold your hand up. That's how many we need.
What?
Yeah, unless you've had an accident. But we need five. Sorry.
Now, please, quickly, put your hand back onto the wheel. Yes, 10 and 2, people. 10, 10 and 2.
10 and 2. Grab that little hands-free.
There are gold Cadillacs just flying around, and you got to be careful.
Feel like you're in Star Trek for a minute as you grab that hands-free. Oh, pop it into your ear and dial 1-866-730-4921. Operators standing by. Here's the deal. Archibald gave us their brand new record. Tooth & Nail sent us a box of records. We've got CDs to give you. We got custom iPhone cases. We've got T-shirts. We've got tickets to Winter Jam. We've got tickets to Benjamin Dunn. Tickets to Rise from the Grave. We've got a Lobo football sports package.
We've got an entertainment package that has gift certificates galore.
Yeah, Best Buy, Cinemark, Jinja. We got a lot of stuff, but you got to give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. Our operators have a list of all of the packages we are offering. We have a skate deck signed by Christian Asoy.
One. We have one left.
One left. We have three. If you're thinking about waiting till tomorrow, you may want to call in today because the cool swag. It's on hand.
Now, here's the big gift. Here's the big thing we've got going on for you and your entire family. Check it out. Texas Roadhouse. Ooh. Who likes steak?
Me.
Don, you love steak.
I do like steak.
Actually, you really do. Yeah.
I do like steak.
You're the oddest vegan I've ever met
in my life.
I know.
I'm a very strange vegan. I don't have a problem with eating meat or animal products so long as I know that the animals were treated according to what
humanely.
I think is the godly stewardship of...
There you go. Yeah,
this
is true.
And that's my personal prerogative. I don't put it on anybody. But everybody is always bringing it up. So while we're on it, I'll just say that's my prerogative.
Yeah, nobody ever brings it up.
Nobody, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't bring it up every day. So here's the thing. Texas Roadhouse.
Texas.
We like steak.
Steak.
You like steak.
You do.
You like us.
Do you?
We like you.
Why not?
All right, here's the deal. We are offering a dinner with this here morning show. It's called Team Awesome Dinner Party. And if you would like to take you, your family, and us to dinner, it's on us.
It's on us.
Well, sort of.
It's on us. It's just going to cost you a few hundy.
What?
Oh, couple
five. Hold up your hand again.
All right.
There was another one of these.
That many hundo.
That
many
hundo. This weird cup. I found a second one. In here.
Is there a phone call?
Unbelievable.
There's a phone call.
Phone
Here's
call.
The deal. 1-866-730-4921. Call our operators. We need 5 monthly contributors. And if you'd rather just go to dinner with us and rock some amazing steak, you can
steak.
Do that as well.
Steak dinner.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going? I want to be a part of your share time here. I'll be calling in again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Man, thank you.
I wanted to share with you guys. Don't know if you guys know yet or if you guys have already talked about it on the radio. Pastor Chuck Smith passed
yes.
away.
Yes.
Yes. Pastor Chuck. Yes, we saw that this morning. Linya and then Levi posted something this morning. Waiting for. I'm assuming now it broke to the mainstream media news, wanting to find the official story. Early this morning, I believe. Mm-hmm. Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of Calvary, the
Jesus movement.
So passed away. He has finished the race, fought the good fight. And
praise God.
So,
and it's incredible, like, because here we are on this radio station. We're hosted by Calvary. So obviously, you know, Calvary and the direct work of his life is one of the major supporters of this station.
Of this station.
And we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. So
Absolutely.
We're so thankful. We're here doing what we do every day because of the great contribution this man has made.
Yeah, amen to that. Pastor Skip Heitzig, that was Pastor Chuck was his pastor, and Skip was here the very first day with the launch when we were praying leading up to the launch of Static Radio. He spent the whole first day, the whole morning show, hanging out with us because he believes in it, obviously, very much so. So, if it were not for that man doing the will of God, doing what God has called him to do, Static Radio flat out would not be here. So, absolutely. Thank you for that reminder this morning, caller.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. And again, reminder, I'll call back tomorrow morning and be a part of your share-a-thon.
Right on, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, maybe you're listening right now and you're like, dude, I get paid tomorrow. That's okay. Tomorrow is our final day of the Share-a-thon. We need your support, so be praying right now what you contribute. We need monthly donors because we're listener supported, and month in and month out we do get them electric bills, and so
it's true we actually
have to pay bills every month.
They want money.
They want it every month.
Like I said, they won't accept our jokes last month. It's weird. It's crazy.
So,
and I know maybe you're waiting for tomorrow, but the truth is, like we said, the Share-a-thon does not last forever. It's only for 3 days.
Yeah.
But what that means is we have to make these 3 days count.
Yes.
So if you're putting it off or whatever, maybe you might forget. Who knows? So give us a call today.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
What's that number, Steve?
1-866-730.
Yes, Steve. Tell us, Steve.
49.
Steven? Steven.
1-866-730-4921.
Steven.
Thanks, Don.
Steven.
Yes, yes. Matthew.
Tell us the number.
Donathan.
Donald. Donald Tello.
1-866.
My full name is Don Michelle.
Don Michelle.
730-4921 is the phone number. Please call us up. We need 5 monthly contributors this hour to keep on point for our goal. As we mentioned, we have so much support from different businesses locally who have donated gifts for you. So Astro Zombies has donated some really rad Sheldon Cooper action figures from Big Bang Theory. They're exclusive Astro Zombies variants with like a Green Lantern t-shirt or a Flash t-shirt. We also have a 10-pack of comics, whether it's, whatever floats your fancy,
Woo.
Right? What does float a fancy?
I don't know.
It's hard to say. It depends on how buoyant the fancy is.
Some
people's fancies are heavier than others.
Yeah.
So are you in salt water or fresh water? These are all factors you have to
My fancy has a pH level of 23.
Wow. Amazing.
It can float in both salt and fresh water.
Yeah.
Also, it is golden. It has wings. Yeah. There's a hovercraft.
Are you sure? It sounds like a snitch.
Capacitor.
There's obviously no hovercraft because, as we all know, hoverboards cannot.
Those boards don't work on water unless you have power. It's got a Hemi in it.
Gosh.
I thought you said you had a Hemi.
I thought you said you had a Hemi.
Amazing. If you love Static Radio, please donate. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ah!
We are here for you.
We're here right now.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static Radio.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
All right.
What? Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O.
Mateo.
Don Michello.
Yes!
Don Michello.
We finally hit the nail on the head, folks.
Yep. We've got our morning party team.
Arangelo,
and Don Michello.
I actually had a friend. I used to be a high school teacher, and I had another teacher friend from another county. And she, at her school, they had a family there. And in the different grades, like, second, third, and fifth or whatever, they had children from this family.
Okay.
And their names were Lamangelo, Sharangelo, and Arangelo, spelled lemon jello, cherry jello, orange jello.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious.
This is real?
This just happened?
I am not kidding you.
Wow.
I knew, yes, she was an actual teacher at the school, an educator who told me this truth.
Gosh.
Truth.
It's amazing. People are so creative.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or if you want to call it that. Yep. It is Thursday. It is day 2 of our Share-a-thon. We need your help. We are a listener-supported station. So if you're a fan of Static Radio, if you love the morning show, if you love Fireflight and you want the band to continue, we need to reach our goal because if not, Dawn said she just doesn't know what she's going to do. And she's probably going to end Fireflight. We're talking to you, Brazil. Talking to you.
Oh, man.
Talking to you.
You have no idea how excitable the Brazilians are.
If you knew,
you would not play with fire like this.
Ah, with
Fireflight.
Fire.
Ah. Dum-dum.
Playing with Fireflight.
They will
Don't get
you.
Burned. So here's the thing.
I got to say something real quick.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, talking about Firefly, our music that reaches all over.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of fans in Brazil.
You do?
It's pretty amazing. So a lot of them probably are tuning into this station to try to hear our music, which is, can you believe that we'd be having impact here in Albuquerque, all the way in Brazil?
Yeah.
My friend, Celia, who is from Brazil, she was our interpreter while we were there in Brazil this year, and she's the most amazing woman. She actually was over here in the United States when I needed to desperately get home to see my grandmother when she was very ill, and she came and picked me up with her host family from my bus and drove me 45 minutes to the airport, so because we just happened to be 20 minutes away from them in Kansas.
Wow. Yeah.
But aside from that, all year I've been praying with my friend Celia because her sister Vera has been losing her vision, and the doctors told her that if she didn't have a specific surgery by the end of the year, that she would lose her vision forever.
Wow.
But in Brazil, it's a very poor country. They don't have any very much health care at all.
Right.
And so it was going to cost about $20,000, and this family does not have nowhere near do they have that money to help this woman. And it was just breaking her heart when I was there earlier this year. And so we both decided we were going to pray. We were going to pray for Vera and her vision, either for her to be healed or for God to provide. And Vera had her surgery yesterday.
No
way! Yes, the Lord provided a way for her to get in to see a doctor and to get provided. They were going to only have to pay, I think, $2,000 for the lenses for her eyes. And someone donated that money at the last minute.
That's awesome.
And now Vera is now at home after her corrective surgery, and she is in recovery. And she's going to be able to see.
Wow.
And that is such an incredible gift.
Yeah.
And all of this because God can do amazing things when people are willing to donate and give money and help support, because there are needs out there that are desperately need to be taken care of.
Yeah.
So here we are in a station that's reaching all over the world, all the way to countries like Brazil,
Austria,
where there are great needs. And here and so this station has a great need today.
Yeah.
We need people to reach in to whatever their extra that they have that they might spend somewhere else, which may not be as important.
Yeah.
And donate it to the station. Just be a $25, $30 a month donator, and we can keep doing what we do, which is having a worldwide impact.
Yeah, amen to that. And we've seen it in the last 24 hours, people calling in and sharing their testimonies. We've gotten so many emails over the course of the last 6 months asking people for just testimonies, what the station has meant to them, how the station has impacted their lives. And it has impacted me. It has reminded me of the roles that we have, and that we need to be good stewards of what we are doing, because, man, you never know who's listening. And I have been floored by the amount of people who have come up and said, hey, this station has changed my life and pointed me to a right relationship with Jesus Christ. I was dabbling in this, or I was strung out on this, or I was in prison for this, and this radio station is what got me through. And I keep going back to Raul, who called yesterday, who was in prison for 20 years. 20 years!
20
years. And,
20 years in a place that we could not go.
Right!
We could not go to reach out to him.
Man, but he listened to KLYT 88.3 FM, and through the course of the last 20 years, he said, it's changed his life, and he's followed the station, and he's out now, and God has provided for him, and he wanted to give something back. He was at a place where he could, and he signed up as a monthly contributor. We need three more to keep on point with our goal. We need three more people to call right now. 1-866-730-4921. Donation of $30 or more monthly. Come alongside us. I promise it is worthwhile for you. Not just because we're going to give you a Best Buy gift card, or we're going to give you a gift certificate to Jinja, or whatever it is, a CD. We have so many things to offer. That's not the why to give. Give because God has put it on your heart to give. Give because you know that when you pour out a blessing upon another ministry, God's going to honor that and bless you. Maybe not financially immediately, maybe in some way that you've never expected, but God will always provide. And he's always provided for this ministry here, and it's been incredible. And now we have a need, and we have not because we ask not. So we're asking. We're asking for you to step out in faith and join this ministry, partner with us. Man, here's the amazing thing, is we have people that are monthly contributors who believe in this station, and I don't say ministry, I say station, because we have people that aren't Christians who love what we're doing because they say, hey, it's making a positive impact. Just the fact that it's reaching people, and it's something that, hey, my kids can listen to. It's something that, and so because of that, we have people that aren't believers who believe in this station, and whether it's Mike at Astro Zombies who's donated some amazing things to us.
It's pretty incredible if you think about
right.
it.
Right.
What are the inroads being accomplished by the station?
Absolutely.
It just goes to show how God can work.
Yeah, absolutely. So you never know. If you're a nerdy comic guy like us, we've got some really rad 10 packs of comics, whether it's Batman, we've got Amazing Spider-Man, Superman, we have so many different ones. I don't even know.
There are so many things just waiting to be yours.
Yeah, all you got to do is call now. Call one of our operators. They're hanging out waiting for you. 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for monthly donations. We need three more this hour to stay on target, to keep our goal. And so call right now. 1-866-730-4921. Speaking of calling, we're going to be talking with a few different people. Well,
yeah.
We're going to be talking to Colin.
Colin, we'll talk to him at some. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Colin from House of Heroes.
Crouton from Family Force 5 is going to call in about an hour.
Yeah, we got him
coming
up.
A little less than an hour. And then Joe Rickard from Red is going to call in later today, later this morning.
We also have Dave Slade, author of The Christ Virus, coming in a little later. So if you're a fan of incredible books, we're going to be talking to him about his latest book.
Books.
And for anybody who calls in and donates during that hour, we're going to have a copy of his book, The Christ Virus, which, dude, is rocking my world right now. I'm like halfway through, and I've just been freaking out on this book. So we'll have him in studio hanging out with us. We're also going to have Michelle from Project Zoe in with us.
Yep.
But, man, all these things are possible because of your support, your help, your financial contributions. So call us up. Help us meet our goal. We need 100 new monthly contributors to keep going, being able to pay our bills and take care of the financial necessities that we have.
Necessities. Yeah.
So, the lifeblood of the station.
Yeah, call right now, 1-866-730-4921. You can also donate online at mystaticradio.com. That phone number again, 1-866-730-4921. I got something.
I want to hear it.
I got something.
I want to hear it.
What have you got?
Ozzy Osbourne. You know Ozzy.
Him I believe I've heard of him.
Sharon.
Yeah?
They were out shopping.
Ozzy.
Have you ever been in a place where you were so starstruck by somebody else you just didn't know what to do with yourself? Has that ever happened to you?
I wish I would get more opportunities to meet people that I'd be totally starstruck for.
Yeah, me too.
I guess I really do. Oh man, I'm so blessed. I gotta be thankful right now.
Yeah,
go on without me. Discuss amongst yourselves.
Okay, discussing amongst ourselves. Have you ever met anybody that you were like kind of freaking out on?
A few times.
A few times.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom DeLonge for me was one of those moments where I was like,
never gotten to meet him.
Don't say something stupid. Because we were at Warped Tour with Steven and Ethan. So Reliant K and Amberlin were playing. So he just came up and started hanging out with us because he knows Steven and Ethan. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Hey, Tom DeLonge. No
I've
pigs.
Got it. I've got it.
No pigs.
I've got it. I've got it.
Trying to be cool.
I've got it. I know who I was starstruck for.
Okay.
Okay, this sounds weird, but I did grow up, my family, I grew up in the country. We had cows and horses and all that stuff.
Amy Grant.
My family listened to country music.
Oh.
But across the board, I just want to say the Judds are incredible, and I met Wynonna Judd, and the first time that I met her.
You met Wynonna Judd?
I was starstruck. It was backstage. We were doing a show, shared a showcase with her, because she was on our booking agent, and there she was, and I said, I love you. Will you take a picture for me with my daddy?
Please.
For my daddy, he'll be so happy if you could take a picture with me, please.
You know, right after the Waverly,
love can build a bridge.
Right after we got dropped, like immediately after the meeting where our label let us go, we were sitting there and we were getting ready to leave. We're walking out of the restaurant, and Wynonna Judd walked past Dave and smiled at him, and Dave he got
he
us all together, and he said, "Everything's gonna be okay." You know?
Tell me
unfortunately,
about
she was one of the horsemen
days.
Of the apocalypse.
Yeah, she was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
okay.
Wonderful.
But you know what? Everything was going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. We got a call from the operator room. Static.
Hey, we've got a listener from Silver City that needs to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
All right. Silver City, shout out. Shout out, Silver City.
Hey, guys.
City.
How's it going?
Good. It's going.
Hey,
did you know that my mom was born in Silver City?
Oh, my gosh.
I have heard that, actually.
Yeah? Okay.
When would you have ever heard that? I can't imagine.
Yeah. Just saying, my mom was born in Silver City. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah. Born in Silver City. Who's this?
This is Roderick, and I just became a Klingon.
Yeah!
Roderick, can I just say that Roderick is an awesome name.
Yeah.
It's intense, and it's classic.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's also the name of the guy who's the Hobgoblin in Spider-Man.
Really?
Really?
That's
Roderick
right.
Kingsley.
That's right, I forgot.
Are you the Hobgoblin?
Man. I hope not.
Roderick?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's his name, but my dad actually wanted to name me that because he liked Edgar Allan Poe, and it's from The Fall of the House of Usher, so I killed my sister. Good
totally.
Time.
That's why it's so familiar.
Roderick, thank you for listening to Goderick and donating.
See what he did there?
That's because I just...
Brew, you see what
boom.
He did there?
Boom. No?
See you at the band meeting.
So, hey, listening in Silver City to one of our translators, why do you love Static Radio? Why did you feel compelled to donate?
Well, I've been listening to it a lot of my life, but I mostly started listening to it full-time with The Old Man and the Steve.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And so I've been listening since then, and I just love you. I love you guys' music. I love this morning show. You guys helped me so much. Yesterday, you were talking during Shock Therapy Live, and you said, you know, maybe you don't call in and you just listen, and you still get advice and all that stuff. And there's been some moments where I've just broken down at work listening to some of the stuff that you guys talk about on Shock Therapy Live. And then whenever I'm feeling depressed during the day or works hard, I'll put on a podcast of Team
awesome.
Austin Morning Party.
Yeah.
Just to feel better.
Booyah.
Gosh, that's great.
Incredible. Man, thank you so much for contributing to the station. You have no idea how much it means to us.
Your encouragement. Yeah. Your encouragement, it's the fuel. It really is what keeps awesome.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party going.
It really does. It
makes
fuels
the
us.
Awesome happen.
Yeah, it really does. It gets us amped and reminds us truly that we are doing what God has called us to do. And we thank you so much for helping keep that vision going. And enjoy it down there, Roderick. Silver City, shout out. Mom was born there. I love
thank
that.
Thank you, guys.
Place.
Love you guys.
Love you too,
love
bro.
You.
Thanks. 505-338-3700 is our phone number if you'd like to chime into the morning show. But,
yeah.
Hey, we're looking for your monthly contributions. If you would like to call our operator, they'll send them through to you so that we can talk to you about why you love the station, why you chose to donate. We got 9 minutes left in the 7 o'clock hour, and we still need two more, that means.
We just need two more. Please, if you're considering it, just... quit hesitating, pretend like it's a roller coaster, and you're in line, and you're like, oh no, and just quit thinking about it,
yep.
And just do it.
Mm-hmm. What we need is for two people to get together and be willing to split the $2 a day cost that
there
it would
go.
Cost
yeah.
for you guys to sponsor
Did
this.
Did you say $2 a day?
Well, not just for one people. Person, between two people yeah, need to split people. $2
really?
A day.
It's only $1 a
That's
day?
That's right. Yep. It's only $1 a day. And
that's right.
We've got these amazing prize packages, all this stuff. Yeah. I want you guys to think back to when you were in school and the school fundraiser came to town.
Boom!
And there were all these prizes that you could win if you sold enough chocolate bars enough magazines or enough wrapping paper. Tinned chocolates from
tinned
a
chocolate.
Catalog
the
of
Katie
different
Dids.
Holiday things. Themed
I remember that.
Yeah.
Presents around Christmas.
I know about
and
that
think,
right now.
Yeah. Think yeah. about how excited it made you to think I could win that prize.
Yeah.
And that can be you. We want you to tap into that nostalgia. If you donate, you're going to be able to win one of these incredible, valuable prizes.
You can win!
And here's the thing. What we've got for anybody who calls in right now at 1-866-730-4921. You can also get the phone line online at mystaticradio.com. You can donate right there or grab that phone number off there if we're talking fast because we kind of are.
Talking fast.
My sons actually are doing their walkathon tomorrow. So they've been trying to get donors together for their fundraiser as well for their school. And I've seen some of their prizes, and it's like, if you raise $50,000, we'll give you this plastic slinky-o crap.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, dude, when I was a kid, I thought those prizes were the bomb.
Slinky-o crap?
Man, so we've got adult prizes.
It. Those prizes suck. Check it out. If you call in right now and join us monthly with a $30 monthly contribution, we have a CD for you. We have a comic grab bag. We have some exclusive figures courtesy of Astro Zombies. We've got tickets to different concerts coming like Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra, Winter Jam tickets, The Almost
so
from
many
Rise
prizes.
From the Grave. But you got to call.
We could literally cover you up with these prizes.
Yes. You could
play,
swim in them like Scrooge McDuck and his treasure.
And
true story.
And we would
true
never story. Find you we if you covered up with these prizes. We wouldn't find you. So we need people to call in so mm-hmm. we could find you. So
one.
The best prizes.
Eight,
it's just
six,
math.
Six.
Simple math. We need your help. I need your help. I can't do math. Addition, multiplication.
Two people. people. We have 7 minutes. Please help us. We have two. We need two people this hour to reach our goal. Or maybe we can just get four people and get a head start into the 8 o'clock hour. That'd
call
be nice.
In right now. Call in. Call in.
1-866-730-4921.
Peer pressure.
1-866-730-4921. We have to take a quick break. We're going to run in the operator room, help people answer the phones. Coming right back, we have Michelle in studio hanging out with Project Zoe. We'll talk about that, what God is doing in that ministry. Also, some Jimmy Eat World right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party. We make you laugh, and laughter is the best medicine.
Well, that was a pretty accurate analysis you made, Doctor.
So where's our copay?
I want my money.
The Static Radio Share-a-thon. Donate now at mystaticradio.com or by calling 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921.
You need to apologize.
Not going
to
happen.
You need to. Guys, Steve-O offended Donna Michello.
Donna Michello is Donna Michello.
Nice. I like that. He said that Norman Reedus looked like K-Max.
K-Dos!
And Norman Reedus is my wife's celebrity crush.
You know what? Hey, listen.
And she is sad.
It's all the same.
Only the name will change. You're right.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning. Welcome to the show.
I'm with you.
See what I did there?
Don, you left your tea.
Back in. Here's the deal, people. It is Team Awesome Morning Party Share-a-thon Fall 2013. I was just in the operator room. There was somebody on the phone. They were signing up for a monthly donation, which means this hour, the 8 o'clock hour, we need 6 monthly donors to stay on target.
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
So we need you to call in right now. 1-866-730-4921.
Call right now. That's right. Stop.
Now, here's the thing. We've been saying, hey, we want to go to dinner with you.
Go to dinner with us.
We have a dinner right now for the next person that calls in. We need a monthly donor. So we need a monthly donor of $50 or more.
Yes.
We're going to take you to Texas Roadhouse for
Texas
dinner.
Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah. But you have to be that first person that says, I want the Team Awesome dinner party. I want the Team Awesome
Team
dinner party.
Awesome dinner party. $50
or more monthly donor over the course of the next year.
That's the code word.
Team there awesome it is. Dinner but party. You got to call right now and say, Team Awesome dinner party. I want to go to dinner with Steve-O and Mateo because I'm crazy.
If you really want to confuse
we're
the operator
you.
People, call them and say zebra cake.
Zebra cake.
And I'll know what you meant. But
code word
won't.
Zebra cake.
So then you say Team Awesome dinner party. Matt said that was the code word.
Yeah, code word is zebra cake special.
Yep.
Calling right now, zebra cake special.
Zebra cake.
Yeah, that's
special.
Right.
Special.
There you go. Joining us in studio right now, the one, the only, Michelle Schroff. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome to the party.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You need to be more excited than that.
Yeah, you do.
I have a smile.
Project Zoe. You guys had an open house this last Sunday?
We did. It was awesome.
Was
Tons
it?
Of people came. Yes. Tons of donations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We had a guy come and bring women's jeans.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, all right, it was cool. Nice, though. It was okay. Really nice.
Okay.
They were nice jeans.
You know, here's what it could have been. It could have been like his wife went out and picked them all out.
Yes.
Because I have bags of women's clothing in the back of my
car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bags of
share no more.
Bags.
Yeah, it was so weird when we got home and he
no
had,
more
all those
had all those bags. It was like, those are for Project Zoe. Yeah, that's what that is.
Steven was like, what are those? And Steve-O said, not mine.
Not mine.
Nobody said that.
Obviously lady jeans.
Maybe it was a guy that was in a band in the early 2000s before skinny jeans came out.
That's right.
And he was trying to be ahead of the
trying times. To be ahead of the curve.
Maybe he had
ahead
two...
of his curves.
I like that. Play do this.
Oh,
we just heard the tail end.
Thank
of it.
You, thank you. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Yeah. So Michelle, let's talk about this Project Zoe. This last weekend, open house.
Yes.
For those that are just joining us, we have a lot of new listeners to the station.
Yes.
We got Dawn from Fireflight, so everybody's tuning in.
That's Woo! Right.
Because she's kind of amazing.
Woo! She is.
And so
thanks.
Let's talk about this really rad ministry that Dawn actually has jumped on board and said, "I want to help out with that."
Heck yeah, so I definitely want to help out with that.
So hey,
so do my our loved ones and friends.
I know
a lot of really cool
you guys
clothing.
Have been amazing.
So we got some big old garbage bags full of awesome stuff. photographs.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we put them underneath the bus. Yep. And we drove them all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico from Nashville and Mississippi.
And I think we'll auction off your clothes. We'll probably be able to.
Well, I don't know.
These are Don Michelle's skinny jeans from that one photo shoot that one time. You know.
In Brazil. What did they use for currency?
Brazil. For only $250 a month. Yeah.
Don, can we have one of those pairs of pants and auction them off right here on the station right now, and you'll sign them and for only $4,000 a month?
No. I don't they're mine.
Any of my pants
just kidding.
In there.
I'm just kidding.
I mean,
we don't want to do that because that's creepy.
I do have stage clothes, yeah.
If she had some of her older stage clothes.
Here's the good news. We do need your help, and we do have awesome things to give you. No, not Dawn's pants, but that's okay. We have better things, like tickets to Rise from the Grave with the Almost or Benjamin Dunn. We've got this Lobo football package that we haven't given away yet. We need you to call in right now. It's 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Maybe you're bummed right now because you were thinking you were going to be super fashionable with Dawn's pants. Here's the thing. We'll help you with that fashionability because David Gatt, the owner of Square Root Salon, came in yesterday and said, hey, we love you guys. We want to support you. So he gave us some gift certificates to help you get pretty.
Yeah, aside from all the
because you're already
talk.
Pretty. Hey, lady, you're already pretty.
We have super cool haircut.
We're making you prettier. Thanks to Square Root Salon.
Prettier, Square Root Salon. We are just teetering on the edge of creepy.
So we're going to leave. And Dawn's going to interview Michelle, and it's going to be way less weird. And, phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We need six new monthly contributors to Static Radio. Call right now. Be that first person that says Team Awesome Dinner Party with a donation of $50 or more monthly over the course of the next year. We're going to take you to dinner, yo. We're going to rock some Texas Roadhouse.
Take you to dinner,
We're talking fully loaded baked potatoes.
Yo!
With that sour cream and the chives and the bacon bits and the cheeses.
Scotty?
Not just a plain one, yo. We're talking the full real deal. We want to help you.
Come eat with us. Just come eat a dinner.
1-866-730-4921.
Just come eat dinner with us. That's not a big deal.
Gosh.
Is it weird? People don't want to come eat with me? Why is that? What did
Why
I
don't
do?
You want to eat dinner with Dawn's husband?
What did I do? Is All it right. the coffee breath?
I don't want to say.
Michelle Schroff in studio from Project Zoe. We're going to let Dawn interview you so that it's less weird because we're talking about girl clothes and stuff. So
those aren't my pants. Here's Dawn.
How's it going?
Great, great.
Dawn Michelle and Michelle here on Static Radio. And I want to talk about Project Zoe.
Yes.
So I know that you just had a huge day on Sunday. Will you please tell us about that?
We had our grand opening, which meant we actually finished doing what we said we were going to do.
And that's wonderful. In my own life, whenever I actually do what I say I'm going to do, it's a personal victory.
That's right. It was.
Huge.
It was. And it was pretty quick, too. I mean, back in March, it was just something we were talking about, getting ready to go to our board meeting. Clay and I met up and said, hey, you know, what are we going to talk about Zoe at the board meeting? And we both said, let's just acknowledge that we're still praying about it. And we don't have a place to put it. We don't have, you know, so it was totally and completely a God thing. The next day, someone gave us a call and just said, hey, I've got a building for you if you guys are interested.
Amazing.
And six
That's
months
awesome.
Later, here we are. Yeah.
And it's incredible. We were just talking this morning about how I have a friend whose sister in Brazil who was losing her vision was on a timeline to be permanent vision loss.
That's right.
And they started with nothing were able to raise the money for her to be able to get that. I mean, just from random donations.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when people are willing to do what God calls them to do.
That's right.
When they're sensitive to spirit, when they don't just change the channel and pretend there's not a problem.
That's right.
Because honestly, ignorance is not bliss.
That's right.
And I think one day when we get to heaven, it was like, when you get to heaven, you're going to find out. But honestly, I do think it's true that when we get to heaven, our eyes will be open and we'll see everything. And I think it's possible to be like, oh man, I wish I hadn't missed all those opportunities.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So,
and there's so many with Zoe right now. I mean, if you don't have stuff or money, I mean, your gifts and talents, that to me, that is like
totally
that is what Zoe has been built upon right now is folks coming and spray painting. Or, you know, I have a girlfriend that has this amazing eye for design. So she's like, oh, no, yeah, you don't want to put that there. You want to put that over here. So it just, it
and
made
people don't
everything
think about
so
that.
Perfect. Yeah.
They think, okay, you know, if I'm going to minister, I've got to go buy these tracks or get these
That's
bracelets.
Right.
Or, you know, I've got to donate this money. But the truth is that God gave us all gifts
That's
and
right.
talents.
That's right.
And we call them gifts for a reason.
That's
because
right.
they're meant to be given over and over again.
That's right.
For the kingdom
That's
of
right.
God. And I know you guys are going to be teaching classes.
Yes,
isn't that
we're
right?
going to have workshops. And right now, actually, we just had a lady give us a call, and she does Chanel. And
oh, whoa.
She's like, I'll come and do makeup classes. And
that's so cool.
I mean, it is. And a lot of it is, it seems to be focusing on the external. But I mean, really and truly, we're looking at the heart. We really and
right,
truly want
to. It's about relationships.
Exactly. And we want to instill in these girls that, you know, yes, we want to look gorgeous, of course. But that's not what it's all about.
Right.
You know?
Well, you're meeting them where they're at.
That's
and that's
right.
what's important. Because if you guys can remember when you were in high school.
Oh, that's right.
It was of penultimate importance
right.
what you were going to wear that day.
Mm-hmm.
You spent probably more time thinking about that than anything you learned in all of high school.
Right.
And that may not be, you know, that may be kind of superficial, but it's where you're
but
at when you're a kid.
That's where That's right. And that's right. And even just knowing that, you know, our identity is not in a boyfriend or not
right.
in, you know, a celebrity or, you know, and I think that that is just the culture right now. And
totally.
We're not going to change the culture. We're not.
Right.
We're going to, we just need to
We have to be in and out of it.
That's right.
And if you think about it, I mean, and even for the guys out there, you probably can read at the same time, but just think about the course of the lives of young women out there that could be changed forever if they just started to understand that their romantic relationship is not
That's right.
what shapes them.
That's right.
And how greatly could these lives be changed
That's
from
right.
the very beginning? I know mine could have been
oh,
in such
yes.
tremendous ways.
Mm-hmm.
If
That's
there
right.
had been people pouring into me, teaching me the right things,
That's
instead
right.
of just what the television told me or magazines
mm-hmm.
or movies and all
That's
that
right.
stuff.
That's right.
And because there weren't any, you know, radio stations and stuff like that I could listen to
That's
or
right.
magazines that I could read all or movies that I could watch that were good
mm-hmm.
that were quality
That's right.
that were leading me in the right direction
That's
everything
right.
was leading me in the wrong
That's
direction
right. That's right. And it's really cool too because in one of our dressing rooms we have a memo board, and on it at the top of it says you are, and it has all of the things that God tells us in his word that we are. You know, we're valuable, we're wanted, we're mm-hmm. loved, we're adored. And for me, when I see those words, it's not just something that a guy is telling me or my friend is telling me or, you know, the world
yeah.
is saying, oh, you look so beautiful. Well, God tells me that. And that's the opinion
yeah.
that I truly care about. And just really living for that audience of one. And that's a difficult place to get to.
It's a battle every day for us, and we're adults.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's just amazing how powerful, you know, adults who really care in the lives
mm-hmm.
of kids who don't have that anywhere else
That's
a lot
right.
of times.
That's right.
And it's invaluable. And we can't stress to you how much just the positive impact of being a part of people's lives, and especially in their formative years, it can have, you know, it's
Profound.
A lifelong, yes, and it's a ripple effect because they go
mm-hmm.
on to reach and help others throughout
that
their whole
so
lives.
That is so true. And I know for me, the impact for me was when I think I was 10 years old, and there was a woman that taught in my Sunday school, and my parents were going through a divorce, and I was definitely headed down the wrong direction. And every single week I would come with no Bible. Did I have a Bible? Yeah. But I didn't come with it because honestly,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to go and see the cute boys.
Yeah.
And she would just pour into me. She would, she gave, I can't even tell you how many Bibles this woman gave me. Her name was June Sheets. She was just
you
loved.
Remember her name?
I do. Loved on me, just amazing, amazing lady. And I wish I could find her. I mean, just to thank
Sheets,
her.
If you're listening.
Yeah, just to thank her.
Call
it was
in
California, Southern California, but just an amazing lady. And I knew that she cared and she loved me.
Yeah, because she showed it.
She did. She showed it. And she overlooked the fact that I really wasn't interested in what they were teaching me. I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just showing up to... Oh, wow, looky there, you know?
Yeah.
I was not interested, but she didn't care.
Imagine what would happen if more people in the church
right.
looked at other humans the way Christ looks at us.
That's right.
I think that's it right there, because
mm-hmm.
I grew up, you know, similarly. I just wanted to go to youth group because all the hot girls
right.
and
mm-hmm.
and to meet somebody or to
right.
hook up with somebody
mm-hmm.
or whatever, because I didn't care. And I got booted from my youth group because of that.
Wow.
You know, because it was it was the people looking outside saying, you know what? You're never going to change. You're kind of filthy, and we can't really do anything with you, so you're out.
Wow.
And it drew me away to a point where I was like, you know what? That's cool. Screw you guys. I don't need a church.
Yeah.
I don't need Jesus because...
And you associated...
Yeah, absolutely. I associated...
They became the face of Jesus in your life.
Those people that use that that identity theft of Jesus,
that's right.
As I call it, this amazing identity theft, where people will use the name of Jesus and do... man's things.
Oh yeah,
that's right. That's right.
And it's unreal. If we just looked at a human being and saw what Christ saw as this creation that was created for a purpose. You were created for a purpose.
That's right.
God has a plan for your life. He loves you tremendously. And you're never too far gone.
Well, and to have someone that's not going to give up on you.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And that was what it was for me. She was not going to give up on me. And for me, I'm like, seriously, lady, I've got to be driving you crazy. You know, looking back, I would have totally given up. Really?
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have kicked him out, but I would have been like, come on, can we tag team this girl? Because she's like getting on my nerves.
Well, I think it's a super,
you know?
Obviously, it's a supernatural thing.
God gives
us in that moment the strength, the wisdom, the patience, or whatever we need in that moment. Because on the outside looking in, there's so many times where I feel like I would have given up or I would have done something differently. And other people's situations are just falling apart. And yet I know that God, who loves us so much, has given us everything we need
for that.
And so,
And we can't take those things for granted.
You know,
I think as believers, we get, you know, we're afraid. We're vulnerable. And when we talk about, you know, mentoring these young ladies, they're not going to be happy to see your face. I'm sorry. They're just not.
Yeah.
And it's
they're angry at the world.
Exactly. They've been hurt. They've been rejected. They've been shut down. You know, they've been told that they're not good enough.
They've given people chances and it hasn't worked out.
That's right. Yeah. And that's including their parents. That's including their church. That's included, you know, anyone that has come in contact with them, whether it be a social worker. You know, I mean, we've had kids that, I kid you not, in 6 months, we've had 5 social workers and 1 child's life. And, you know, we've had some really great, great social workers that, I mean, this last one that left, I mean, I cried. This guy was wonderful. He had been with our case for, you know, almost a year. And I could see that he was just, he loved this kid that we had. And he had to move on. But, you know, and a lot of times it's not because they're rejected as much as life happens.
Yeah.
You know, but to a child, they don't understand that.
Right.
Right.
They don't understand that.
And you know what? If no one reaches out to them and shows them consistent love, they will react.
That's right.
They will be hypersensitive to rejection for the rest of their life.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they will take... Everything will become as a slight to them, and they will sabotage their lives.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's the reality of it.
When you meet people
who are jerks, it's because it came from somewhere. It's because no one ever was good to them. No one ever gave them consistent love, unconditional love, not based on them performing and doing what you wanted them to do.
That's right.
No one was ever consistent with them positively.
That's right. That's right. Well, and also, I mean, no one ever really showed them grace and mercy. I don't know. For me, I've been shown tons of grace and mercy, and that's why I can be merciful and graceful to people.
Right.
I mean, that's not something that comes natural.
Well, I mean, that's God's word. You who are forgiven much you will love much.
That's
And I can relate in the sense that I think a big reason why I love the Aspen Project, why I love Project Zoe, the idea of mentorships is because my father passed away when I was 6 years old. I didn't have a dad, and the random stepdads I did have would abuse us physically, mentally. Just not the kind of people that you want to be around. And so without that father figure growing up, hearing that God was your father, I was like, oh, cool. So he's a complete jerk who, you know, leaves one of your kids, or he's great to you until you screw up and then he hits you. Or, and those were the ideas I had of what a father was like.
Right.
I was terrified when Chrissy and I had Jack. It was like, am I going to be able to do this? Because I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
But we have an incredible example in God and in the love that Jesus exhibited to show us. And we are called as Christians to share that as well. And so...
Well, and how
Project
profound
Zoe
is that?
Vital, man. Yeah.
When you really think about it, how profound is that you were even open to saying, I'm going to follow an example, and it's not going to be the earthly examples that I've been given.
Right.
It's going
to
be the heavenly example that I've been given.
That's
right. Well, I mean, but think of how many wonderful fathers are out there.
Yeah.
you know, and how many amazing moms are out there, and how many just simply by not knowing the character of God, by stopping at, wow, if my heavenly father is anything like my earthly father, I don't want anything to do with him.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, so you stop there.
Yeah.
But but how else are we going to see him?
Yeah.
We're going to have to, it's us.
Yeah.
It's Amen. Us. We have Absolutely. To, we have yeah. to say, you know what? I'm going to show them the love, and then they're going to know the God that I serve.
Yeah.
And, exactly. and hopefully step in and take over that other example that they've been given of,
they
you know, abuse. And that's right. They
where
need
can,
it.
Where can people go? Facebook.com/
Facebook is
Project
the best
Zoe?
Place because it's current.
Okay. Perfect.
It's current. Right. And we have folks there today from 11 to 2 that are going to be available to receive donations.
Right.
And tomorrow morning also. So if you're interested in dropping off donations, give us a call.
Perfect.
We can always have someone there to
we
pick
got
them
bags
up.
Of clothes for you.
Yay! Thank yeah. you guys so much.
Of course.
We are just, of we're course. So just so blessed by you guys, and I just pray that you guys continue to get the support that you need financially yeah. to stay on the air, because no one else likes us.
Stop it.
We'd have nowhere else to go. And we'd be the new Aspen Project.
There it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can find out all the details. We'll post a link to that. And coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to have Crouton from Family Force 5.
All right.
Calling in, hanging out with us. It is day two of our Share-a-thon. The phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. I need to go get an update. Number. I believe we need 5 more this hour to reach our monthly goal. As far as coming alongside us monthly, we're trying to get 100 new contributors. Here's a phone room, so let's find out right now. Static.
Hey, Steve-O. Hey. I wanted to let the listeners know, and you know, that we've had several Klingons call in, a handful of Klingons call in this morning, who've actually decided to up their monthly giving. So, you know, we've talked to a lot of people who, for the first time, have come alongside us on a monthly basis, and then some Klingons who've been giving for quite some time, who've decided that they're able to give a little more than they are right now. We want to say thank you to all of them, whether they're first-time Klingons or those that are calling in just to up their monthly giving.
Right on. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Call now, donate. We need 100 new monthly contributors to keep in line with our bills that we have month in and month out. So if you call in with a donation of $30 or more monthly, we've got CDs, we've got t-shirts, we've got a lot of different cool packages, Best Buy gift cards type things. So you got to call. You don't know unless you call our operators. 1-866-730-4921. Right now, some Family Force 5 for you, and right around the corner, gonna be talking with Crouton.
Woo!
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static
Radio.
Static Radio Share-a-thon. If you love it, support it. Donate now at mystaticradio.com or by calling 1-866-730-4921.
Oh, snap.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, Tommy Lee.
I love you, Tommy Lee.
It's Tommy Lee's birthday, man.
It is Tommy Lee's birthday.
It's pretty incredible. It's also Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
I am Steve-O.
I am Mateo.
I am Domichello.
Boom. We're day two of Static Share-a-thon 2013. We need your help. We're looking for monthly contributors. Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. And speaking of the phone lines, on the phone right now, one of the raddest humans in the multiverse.
Yes.
Not just universe. We're talking multiverse.
Not just our universe.
The multiverse.
We got Crouton on the phone for Family Force 5.
Whoa!
Hey, man.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Can't complain. How you doing?
Man, we're doing good. There's a little bit of changes going on.
Wait,
heck
what?
Yeah.
Are you talking about fall? You're talking about fall, right?
The like leaves,
it's getting,
right?
It's getting cold.
Yeah, just the leaves. They're turning, you know, orange and falling on the ground.
It's a big change.
Tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, man.
Well, if you don't know,
then you're so, not alive.
our lead singer, Soul Glow Activator, my older brother, has stepped down. That always sounds weird. He stepped down.
He stepped away.
If Soul Glow steps down any further, he'll be a really short man. we're a huge family at Family 45, and we're about family. And he had to make a decision to stay at home with his family. So, which out of respect, like, we love that, and you know, that was a decision that he had to make, and none of us could make that for him. So,
it's totally understandable because people don't even know.
At the same time, it's a super happy time. He wanted to be home with his family, and so in turn, I am stepping out front, and we have a new drummer.
Man,
and his name is Hollywood. And there's a couple degrees of separation from this right here. I know that Mateo and Don know Matt. And I actually met Hollywood through them.
Dude.
Works out. It's pretty funny.
It's pretty amazing.
It's all in the family tree. We're extended family.
Extended family. Hollywood spent a little time in the band Waverly.
Yep.
Before he got caught up to the big leagues.
Ridiculously crazy
indeed.
Drummer.
Dude, when I heard about all this stuff going on when you guys made the announcement the other day, I was like, what?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
It's so exciting. I know for all the people out there watching the Family Force 5 shows all these years, you had to agree that Crouton back there behind those drums was Family Force 5's best kept secret. Mm-hmm. And when he would hop on that microphone, it would thrill my heart to no end. And I am so excited to see him take front stage.
Yeah. Me too. I can't wait to actually see a show because I know Don and I have been looking up videos on the internet watching you and we're like, oh my gosh, he's killing it.
You need to come back to Albuquerque, man. We miss you.
I know. We need to come to Albuquerque nights. For real.
Here's the deal. There's a lot of history here with Static Radio. You know, used to be M88. I've been here for many, many, many moons. I still think back to our first M88 prom where Family Force 5 threw down the gauntlet of pretty much the craziest prom I've ever been to in my entire life. Whether it was Freedom Fest or prom or you guys just coming out and rocking it here for the station. Talk a little bit about what good radio stations mean to Family Force 5, stations like Static Radio, and tell a little bit about that.
Static Radio, I mean, we've had a long relationship with y'all, and that prom was absolutely crazy, and I don't think any of us knew what we were doing.
Right.
but we sure did have a good time that night.
We did.
Dude, Static Radio is awesome just simply because throughout our career, just y'all get the word out for Family Force 5, and y'all are a great partner for not only, like, you know, AC bands, but for the band that doesn't get much love from AC.
Exactly. That's what we've been saying all day.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, and I think three of us on the phone have been in that.
We've all been pulling that wagon around for sure.
It's very important for us and a hardcore fan base and for us to continue to do what we love.
Can I just say that in my life and in watching the industry,
in my life,
never in my life have I seen a band so universally loved and just completely supported by like hundreds of thousands of fans that did not get any love from the radio stations. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable to me to see a band like Family Force 5 who has such an incredible outreach, such an incredible, I mean, seriously, I have never seen fans crazier than Family Force 5 fans. They love this band and they have, and Family Force 5 has done it almost completely by themselves because there's never been any radio support, not strong radio support of this band. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a travesty. And that's another reason why I love Static Radio so much, because they come behind bands that really are working hard, that people love, but that kind of get a cold shoulder from the rest of the Christian music industry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We need you to come alongside us. We're a listener-supported station. We need monthly contributors right now. And help us.
Guys, if Family Force 5 is coming through your town, you need to do whatever you can to get to that show. Because it has a revolution has happened in that band. It is incredible just from the little bit that I've seen.
Yeah.
You got Crouton stepping up, just slaughtering the front of the stage with the vocals.
Love
and
it.
You got Hollywood back on the drums. And we all know how good that dude is at drums.
We're talking Old Testament, like Passover slaughter. There's just blood everywhere. No, wait.
What?
Crouton, let's talk about what's coming up with Family Force 5. I mean, obviously, exciting changes going on right now. What's next?
Well, we're just doing, in the fall, we've kind of taken some time off. We're doing kind of like Weekend Warrior kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we can finish the record. We will continue to do the Christmas pageant. I think we're hopefully, I can't say any date yet for the fourth studio record, but hopefully it'll be out sometime by next year in the spring.
All right.
Awesome.
Man. So, yep.
Wow. Can't wait.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
I know. We're excited, and you know we're probably going to be thinking of some videos in this fall time.
Of course you are. Killer videos as always.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Just the announcement of the new lineup was like one of the raddest videos I've ever seen in my life.
It was
huge. It was like, oh man, I just want to be part of this right now forever.
That's something that you guys have always been super good at. It's mm-hmm. just bringing your fan base along mm-hmm. and just making them feel like you truly are a family. And I'm so excited about all these changes. It's just so awesome.
Yeah. It's just exciting is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We're excited. I'm excited that I can finally dance a little bit.
There you go. You know?
Heck yeah, and I saw it firsthand at Uprise Fest a couple weeks ago. It actually was Soul Glow's last show, and I felt so honored to be there because I could remember when Firefly climbed out of their van and went into the church, and Family Force 5 had just climbed out of their van, and they hauled in these tremendously large suitcases full of the most interesting-looking shoes I'd ever seen in my life. And I thought, what is about to happen? Yeah. I knew that my life was about to change, and it did.
Yep, pretty much.
Awesome.
Pretty much. Crouton, we love you, man. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing a little bit about the changes in Family Force 5, what's next with y'all, and the importance of amazing radio.
Well, thank you guys for letting us be a part, and thanks for the mad talks right now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Mad talks!
So much
mad
crazy talks. Right?
Yeah, for real.
And crazy.
There you go. All right. We love you, man.
Love you, man.
Peace.
All right. Crouton, Family Force 5. And, hey, guess what? We need your help, people.
We do.
We are a listener-supported station, and we want to keep providing amazing things like, I don't know, Family Force 5. They got a new record coming out
in the spring. They got a new record coming out. If you want more information about Family Force 5, go visit their Facebook.
Yeah, we linked it.
They're all over social media. So you look Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much all of it. Go look for Family Force 5. Follow Crouton, follow Hollywood, follow all the guys and see what's next for them.
Word. Right now we got a culture shock for you. This one coming from Churches. The song's called Recovery, one of my favorite new culture shocks. We're rocking
love
on
it.
Static Radio.
If you want
more information on that, mystaticradio.com/culture shock. While you're there, check out the giant donate button. Click on that and help us out. We're trying to reach our goal. We're going to run into the operator room, find out where we're at with our with our goal. We're getting close. We need 100 new monthly contributors over the course of the Share-a-thon in order to reach our goal. And we needed 3 more this hour. So call us right now, 1-866-730-4921. Be a monthly contributor to Static Radio. We pour out every day to you guys. Pour a little back. You know what I'm saying?
Give a little bit of your love to us.
Yes.
Give a little bit.
That's just a
little bit. Just a little bit. It's easy.
Enough.
It's oh, it's so easy.
Culture Shock now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for Days of Our Lives. Yesterday, Penny found Troy.
tied to the tracks. He couldn't get out. She found out the only way she could rescue him was to call Jeffrey at 1-866-730-4921 and donate $30 a month. And then Roy would be saved. And so she did. But then she found out he had been secretly seeing her sister!
Here's my dramatic sound!
Sorry, hold on. Find my dramatic sound. Say it again.
He had been secretly seeing her sister!
That's messed up, y'all.
But she remained a Klingon.
Not right.
Not to him, to the station.
Then, and she still had such a happy life because she was helping to support an incredible ministry.
Gosh, that's such a great story.
It's a beautiful story. It's a happy ending. I know it seems like it's a sad ending, but at the end of the day, it's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending, and it could be your happy ending.
Yes, it could. Just call right now, 1-866-730-4921, or go to mystaticradio.com. And click the donate button. Steve-O, you wanted to say something else that was crazy? No? Don?
We had an email caller inner? Emailer inner?
We had an email
asking a question saying, hey, if I sign up online to be a Klingon, do I have the option to get a t-shirt? Absolutely. If you go online to mystaticradio.com, there's a giant donate button, and there's an options little comment section say,
options.
Hey, I'd like to get a t-shirt, or hey, I'd love to get that new Archibald CD, or I'd love to get that iPhone case, woo! Whatever it is, just woo! Make sure you put it in the little comment section. We will be contacting you on that, letting you know. Here's the deal. We are day two of our share-a-thon. We've got 6 minutes left for the 8 o'clock hour, and we still need three more people to call in right now and donate. With your monthly donation of $30 or more, we're going to hook you up with a t-shirt, with a CD. We got so many different options. Now, here's one thing we do have. We still have the Team Awesome dinner party. If you're a fan of steak and a fan of this here morning show, we'd like to take you to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, but it's going to be that next person that calls in with a monthly donation of $50 or more and says, hey, I want to sign up to be
a great deal.
Klingon, $50. We'll take you and your family to Texas Roadhouse. Me and Mateo
will
be going
with you.
We'll eat dinner.
We have manners.
We'll talk about nothingness and hilariousness and awesomeness or seriousness.
We'll
get down to brass
tacks. We'll go through the plot lines of days of our lives from the past 30 years.
We really
will.
Because
that's Steve-O's stories.
We'll get crazy. We'll have fun. We'll be stupid. But you got to call in right now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Say, hey, I want that Team Awesome dinner party. You got to donate $50 or more. Join us as a Klingon, and we'll take you to dinner. Hey, we want to take you to dinner. All you got to do is hook it up, sign up, be a part of this station. That's right. Or maybe you're a nerd like me and Teo here. We have grab bags courtesy of Astro Zombies. We got Captain America. We got a Batman. We have
Amazing Spider-Man.
We have
Avengers.
So many different ones. And if you call in right now, we got a grab bag of 10 comic books and an exclusive Sheldon Cooper Funko Pop figure that either has a Flash t-shirt
Boom.
Or a Green Lantern t-shirt. Bow. So for the nerd in you, or maybe you just want to get it for your kiddo, they're super fresh. But you got to call right now. We need three more. We have 5 minutes.
Fresh. Here's what I want.
Okay.
I want some people to call in and testify.
There you go.
Testify. What I want to hear is, I know we've got some incredible donors. We've been listening to we've already got our Klingons. We've got our team of Klingons out there. Mm-hmm. Some of them already called in. I would like some new ones to call in if you're a Klingon already.
Yeah.
And I would like you to
testify
to how it has blessed your life to be a Klingon. I want you to testify
to
how you don't even notice that money's gone out of your bank account any month.
Uh-huh.
You don't ever even notice it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So please, call in. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear you testify.
Testify! That's it?
Is that the last one?
Okay, cool. Preach it. I was about to pull out the hanky and start like swinging it.
I had a flag. I was about to start running around.
I got my holy water. I started to bring it out, but it's too much.
1-866-730-4921, the phone number. That's
1-866-. It's lighted up already.
730-4921. Day two of Static Radio Share-a-thon.
We need
three more people to call and donate this hour to maintain our goal. Static!
Hey, I want to testify.
Testify!
Hey, I just signed up yesterday to be a Klingon.
Yes.
The first time. I've kind of given one off, but, you know, you guys mean a lot to me. I, I travel a lot. I listen to you on the internet when I travel, so it's a way to kind of stay connected to home. And,
totally.
Yeah. Sweet, dude.
Just love the music and love what you guys are doing.
Man, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Testify.
Thank you for testifying.
Yes, thank. Honestly, it means so much to have you call in and say that you are now a monthly contributor. And it's awesome to hear that you take it with you wherever you go, too, that you listen online or through the app. And the fact that you can take it anywhere, we love that we get those people calling in and saying, hey, man, I take you wherever I go, because that means a lot, because we're like family.
Yeah, so, totally. What's your name again, man?
Nathan.
You are awesome.
As long as Nathan lives, he will testify to love. He'll be the light in the darkness when the world's not enough.
Nathan, were you one of the ones that called in and got the Amberlin tickets for the show last night?
Yeah, man, I went last night. It was great.
Awesome, killer.
We were asleep, so we missed it. Tell us how the show
was. We did not go.
We didn't get to go, and I'm so sad.
Yeah, my wife stayed home with the kids. It was definitely a late night. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, oh, totally. But it was an amazing show.
Yeah, it was great.
Awesome. Right on, man. Thank you so much for calling in, for donating, for being a part of Static Radio. We love you, man. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
1-866-730-4921. There's 2 minutes left in the 8 o'clock hour. Please help us meet our goal. 1-866-730-4921. Static!
Hey, Steve-o, it's Stever.
Hey, man.
Stever.
Calling from the donor room.
We had a really cool phone call I wanted to let you know about.
Okay.
Marnie called in yesterday to give a monthly gift.
Okay.
And she spoke to her daughter, who's in school today, last night, and her daughter wanted to give $10 a month, so they're going to add to what they did yesterday, but Marnie says that Lily, her daughter, is going to be doing chores around the house to earn the $10 a month to help support Static Radio. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. That tugs on my heartstrings, you know?
That's cool. So Marnie and Lily.
Yeah, and I was going to say that is all, but the hour isn't over. There's like a minute left.
Yeah. Let's get
one or two more monthly donors.
That would be incredible. 1-866-730-4921. Thanks, Stever.
Let me tell you about it. Who just walked in here?
Oh, it's the Colonel here.
I'm here to tell you, you need to call in and testify.
Testify!
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 Testify to what's going on in your life through the radio station.
Thanks, Colonel.
Tell him, Dawn.
Do you love when the Colonel shows up?
She's my best friend.
The Colonel showed up yesterday. Let's see. Has the Colonel shown up at dinner randomly?
Yeah.
The Colonel shows up at the grocery store.
He's showing up a lot lately.
He is showing up a lot lately.
He's pretty cool. You know what I do like?
Huh?
I like to hear that story about that little girl, Marnie.
Yes.
Who was willing to do chores around the house so she could give some money.
Marnie's a mom,
Marnie's
right?
Marnie's a mom?
Lily's
okay, sorry. Lily. All right,
right
we've
okay.
got it now. Sweet Lily. And that reminds me, we work with my band, we work with an organization that helps children in third world countries.
Yeah.
And so every time we have a show, I'll get up and I'll talk about it. And I had a mom come up to me after one of the shows, and she said, you know, my son came up to me, and he didn't want to put his name down. He didn't want to pick out the kid or anything, but he said, Mom, I know I get a soda at school every day. I know that it just takes, you know, the $35 to do this, which is very similar to what we're asking for here,
yeah.
A monthly help around, you know, it's a dollar and something. It's like a dollar and 12 day for $35 a month. And, you know, I'm going to stop getting Cokes at school. Go pick out a kid, Mom. And this is a middle schooler, okay? And I just thought, you know, here we have this middle school kid, and he gets it.
Right.
And she's like, well, do you want to come pick out the kid? And she's like, no, whichever one you think is right, just get the one. And I want to give up my money so that we can support this kid.
Absolutely.
And it blew me away that a middle school kid understands, he gets it, that sending out the love of God is the most important thing that we do in our lives.
Yeah.
And we kind of maybe will feel on the fence a lot of the times about whether or not we're really making an impact for God's, you know, for God's world and God's family here on earth. But there are simple ways, so easy, less than a dollar a month.
Yeah.
Even if you were to give $35 a month, it would be $1.12
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
It's negligible. It's not any money that you're going to miss, but it makes a world of a difference, an eternal difference in the lives of so many people.
Absolutely. You have no idea the impact when we get that phone call and somebody says, hey, we love you guys. We want to partner with you. We want to give
$30 a month to be part of the Static Radio family, to become a Klingon. And we do have some fun stuff to give back. We have t-shirts, we have CDs. Square Root Salon has been kind enough to donate gift cards to help you get that hair did.
Get it
so,
did.
So there's so many different options, but you got to call us now. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We have hit the 9 o'clock hour. We need to see where we're at. We're going to go run into the operator room. We're praying that the phone lines are jammed when we walk back there. 1-866-730-4921. Please help us. We'll take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to assess the situation, see where we're at,
assess the situation.
We need for the 9 o'clock hour. But help us now. 1-866-730-4921 or give online at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo, Don Michello. We have a very special guest.
Honored guest.
Here's the deal. You know when you don't have to rock a you can just go by initials. You know when you can go by two letters.
You've made it.
You are freaking awesome.
Yes.
Can I just say that?
Yeah, I tried to go by two letters and people just continue to ignore me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ML just doesn't sound as cool. No. So
people are like, you mole?
ML.
Don't like you. Walked away.
Isn't that like programming language?
No, yeah.
ML.
Yeah. See, Brody, I tried to set him up with the cool middle name, Brody Parker, so he could be BP if he wanted to, right? Yeah.
And then the gas bill happened.
Like, and then the gas bill, and I'm like, never. You're
that
Brody.
Went south.
You're just Brody Parker. Just Brody. So now, in studio with us, world-renowned, incredible painter. I'm not, dude, rocking my world. This thing is so low for you.
Yeah.
You're also quite tall.
It just keeps falling down. It keeps
His name
down.
Is BC.
BC.
Not before Christ.
No.
He is He is now currently WC with Christ.
Yes.
But hang out with us, man. I am like, I'm overwhelmed right now. We walked into the front area and you were generous enough. You painted two gorgeous paintings for the Static Share-a-thon, and tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself, because obviously, man, and just an incredible painter. I'm still like kind of speechless and blown away by the fact that you are here, and met you at the New Mexico State Fair, and you walked up and said, "Hey, I'm a fan." And I was blown away because I, in turn, am a fan of yours. I especially love the works that you are doing with the, like, almost like little motel scenes with, like, the cars. I love that, man.
That's
great. Super vibey. Yeah, they're super vibey, man. They're cool. I love the color schemes, and I love
the water.
I just love the,
amazing.
Just the way the reflections or whatever. I'm obviously not super cultured in awesome verbiage as far as painting goes, but just the colors and the way that it's flowing out from the parking lot is super fresh. So
hang out,
talk with us. Here you go.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Static. I'm totally into Static. Listen to you guys a couple years.
Yeah.
And just knocked out. I heard your radio show. I didn't know you were in a Christian show. I was like, this is just cool. I love listening to stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, is this really a Christian station?
Yeah.
I mean, in a bad way, but it's like, wow, this is like raises the bar.
Right
and
on,
I've been
man.
Totally into you guys for a couple years. And we managed to raise some funds for you guys last year with a painting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just sort of walked in off the street like, you guys do like an art auction for this painting? And, you know, it still worked. So
yeah.
I've got I brought a couple paintings this morning. They're a little bit smaller. I think they're gorgeous. Yeah, I like my own work.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, they're beautiful.
It helps.
We were all out there not wanting to come back on the show because I realized I got sucked into this world and I was about to ride a horse off into the sunset.
It was like the lobby became a gallery and we're all standing there going.
They were teaching. Yes. They were just teaching me about your works and they were showing me some stuff online and just not getting to see them in person. I was like, my soul has been stirred.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I walk out and I'm like, I'm going to run to the restroom before this next break. And there he was in the lobby with two paintings in the flesh and I could not believe it. And then I was like, forget it. I'm not going to the bathroom. I'm just going to stick this one out.
Wow. That's high praise, huh?
High praise, yes! Yes! It's the phrase pays.
People are noticing, Steve-O.
Yes, dude. Come on. That's a shout-out to Andy Samberg, by the way, his amazing impersonation of Nick Cage. I love it. So, but man, okay, so how did you find Static Radio? What turned you on to Static?
Searching for something I could stand, let's do more than 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Like tearing down Coors Boulevard, like, a couple years ago.
Okay.
And it was, you know, it was just, then the music got me. And actually, you guys are doing, like, some really heavy, like serious screamo at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, the only person my age that slightly appreciates screamo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm there sometimes.
Yeah.
Billy afternoon, like, I need this.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at.
That's incredible,
so
man.
I was just wowed by it. And I just thought, it will be a mix. God will do the thing, and this will work. This will work for you guys.
Incredible. Dude, thank you so much. We are day two of our Share-a-thon. We're a listener-supported station. It's because of contributors like you listening right now who call in and say, hey, I want to come alongside you monthly. I believe in the ministry. Whether you found us through the music or the morning show or the deep conversations through Shock Therapy Live or the teachings on Sunday night, whatever it is that drew you in, know that God brought you here, and let's partner. Let's hang out. Join us monthly. We need monthly contributors, $30 or more. We've got CDs to give back. We've got T-shirts. I don't know what we're going to do for you because you threw down some gorgeous paintings, and I just feel do you want a donut? I don't know what to do. I just
if you stick around, we had Texas hamburgers yesterday. Maybe if you wait long enough.
Yeah.
In studio with
we'll find something.
Dude, BC. I wish I had a cool name like that. Steve-O's not nearly as cool as BC.
Yeah.
That's cool. I know, but it's not like initials cool. I feel like that's like the pinnacle of cool.
When I was in high school, I tried to give myself a nickname.
Yeah.
It was Sketch.
Sketch?
Because I used to like to draw a lot.
Yeah. Aww.
And then later in
that's
college,
so sweet.
Sketch meant shady, not to be trusted. And that's why I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
I just figured it out. I'm going to go cry.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Donate now, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. In studio, BC, rocking some gorgeous paintings for us.
Incredible.
And now I feel like we need to go find an art gallery dude and say, hey man, we need to put these like for real style on an art auction. They're
totally
gorgeous paintings.
We're getting ready to post some pictures.
Yeah. So when you're painting, I want to know, like, What inspires you? What draws you in? Is it? I know you mentioned that you like to stand when you paint, which is why we do the morning show standing, because the energy about it, it keeps us going, because you sit down and just, you know.
Totally. I was impressed when I walked in. Like, it looks like they stand. Like, the counters are high.
Yeah.
I do that, you know. I can't sit still. I want to get on my feet, and when I'm into it, I don't realize I've been painting all day standing up, and it's totally okay, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like a professional daydreamer. I've been doing this. It's like my only job skill. I can barely
totally
dial a phone.
Appreciate that.
I'm so dyslexic, but I've been doing this since I was a little kid, about 12 years old. I started painting in oil. I grew up right here in Albuquerque, up in the North Valley, and got kicked out of art class at Valley High, you know, for being a smart aleck. And,
nice.
You know, I was on my way. I'm self-taught. I just paint stuff I daydream of. You know, it's just it's a gift. It's been a great thing. It's a blessed life to be able to do this.
Dude, amazing. We're going to post photos up on Facebook, on Instagram for you to check these out, these gorgeous paintings, and a link to your work, because we were online looking at your different works, and that's when I was drawn into the super ad like Motel just blown away by what you're working on. So,
oh, thank you.
Where does the inspiration come from? What do you just wake up and say, today I want to draw, I want to paint some super amazing wilderness shot, or what I'm going to do? Where did the idea for the cars in the parking lot in the just random motel happen?
Especially this time of year, I'm real restless. I want to travel. I'm a motorcycle guy. I love to get on the road.
Awesome.
And I got like, I used to have like 14 motorcycles. I got like 8 or 9 now. I'm losing count, you know.
You are your own motorcycle gang.
I am. Hey, I don't need to invite anybody.
You don't need anybody else.
Ironically enough, we've been watching Sons of Anarchy. We wanted to get patched into a fake one.
We're motorcycle wannabes.
We're motorcycle wannabes.
Yeah.
That's why we're growing beards right now, because we want to try and get into a fake motorcycle club that we don't have to kill people, but we can still be cool and ride.
Yeah.
So it turns out,
considering like a 10 speed, maybe 15.
Yeah.
just going to go around the neighborhood. We don't cross streets. We stick to the sidewalks.
Yeah. When the street lights come on, on. We are at home. But yeah, hey, you, if you have a plethora of extra ones and you need people to ride with
you, you can get,
we
like,
will totally
patches.
Ride yours. Yeah,
patches,
so
yeah,
feel like Born to Be Mild.
Nice. That's it. Born to Be Mild. That's our new motorcycle club. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. You can lead us, man. You're the prez. You just invented the name, so you'll be our president. There you go.
Well, it's cool. The motels and stuff. I do these shows. I show this work like California a lot.
Yeah.
And because everybody gets it, you know, the old motels. None of them are places. I don't take photographs, so I don't sketch.
Okay.
I just like impress within me.
Yeah.
And out it comes, and people say like, "Whoa! 12 miles east of Tucumcari, right? Been there, you know."
That's really the most incredible thing I've ever heard.
I just made it up. Yeah. They're sure they've been there. Oh yeah, and I'm like, oh yeah. All right.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, why not? That's incredible.
Maybe you have a photographic memory.
I kind of do.
Great. My uncle does. I mean, he's brilliant, and so are you. So that makes sense.
There you go. Yeesh.
My uncle, he's like a research doctor.
No. What?
Wow.
Yeah. He discovers things. He was a Rhodes Scholar, which is actually a name, not a road like the drive on. I found that out.
Okay. That's the
important to remember.
Yeah. There you go. Right on. Dude, thank you so much for hanging out with
us.
And I just think it's incredible the way God works and weaves humans together. And part of the same body of Christ, different parts doing different things and painting. And
it's a creative vein.
Yeah,
you know, we're
man.
All kind of on the same team. I think too often in the society, we're getting further and further away from like our spirit and our the creativity that's there. You know, me and my best friend, we recently started painting in the dining room, you know,
that's
painting nights and stuff. And so I'm just like totally blown away by your work. Because we can't make things look right, and your stuff looks incredible. But you know, we do it anyways because we're just trying to like express ourselves and let stuff flow out. And too often we get our value from like, oh well, did I sell enough, you know, this year for my quota or whatever. All this stuff. We're getting further and away from community and in the same spirit of creativity. And here on this radio station, we are supporting a creativity through music, which is something that's not always expressed on radio stations anymore. I feel like you know, popular music, even Christian music sometimes on most of the main Christian stations, even on mainstream, like creativity is getting harder and harder to find.
It's that cookie cutter stamp from Nashville that says, okay, you gotta have this hook, you gotta sing this
totally.
Way, you gotta be talking about this currently.
We're gonna take a sample of what was creative, you know, 20 years ago. We're just gonna copy it, or we're gonna, you know, just get two notes and we'll repeat them, and it's gonna be a hook. And it's sad to see that disappear. So
That was the birth of static radio. We are created in the image of God. God obviously is a very creative dude. Psalm 19 says that the stars pour forth his speech. Creation cries out for this creator. He's obviously a creative dude. If we're created in the image of God, that means we have the capacity ourselves to be creative.
Yeah.
And yet we're copycatting each other. And so we wanted to start a radio station that found those creative artists that are doing something to glorify God. And you can see the truth in art when it's genuine. Mm. And so we wanted to find genuine artists who love Jesus Christ, who pour it out with their music, and maybe they're not speaking the JPMs, the Jesus per minutes. Maybe they're talking about heartache. Maybe they're talking about a situation in their life where there was pain or whatever it was, but it's honest, it's genuine, it's real, it's creative, and it's art, and that's God created us for that purpose, and that is what Static Radio does. And if you believe in that, come alongside us, support us. The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And man, call now. That's what we're doing. That's the purpose of what we're doing. So join us.
Man, thanks for coming in, BC.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Thank you,
dude,
guys.
Thanks for listening and supporting and for the works that you've given us. They're gorgeous. I can't wait to put them up on Instagram.
We're going to want to steal them.
We're going to go stare at them and run away to
our own version of Narnia.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Latest from Run River North. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio. Welcome to the show. Welcoming in. I love the way God works. This is cool. We just had BC in here. We were talking about artistry and creativity and painting and that being his outlet to glorify God with. And joining us in studio, a friend for many years, actually, who I've known through real estate, through Dave Slade and Associates, who I got a hold of his latest book, and I feel like a little like Dave Slade junkie crackhead right now because I am addicted to the Christ Virus, your latest book. Joining us in studio, Dave Slade, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for being here, Steve.
Yes, it's good to have you, man. So, okay, man, I've known you for many moons.
Long time.
Yeah, and as I said, through your business and through real estate and through partnering up with KNKT and Static Radio or then M88 and everything you've done here in the community of Calvary Albuquerque, but never gotten to sit down and talk to you about your novel and about the fact that it's freaking amazing. I'm floored by this. I really am. Holly gave me a copy, your wife, and said, hey, you should check this out because we were interviewing another author. And she said, oh, you interview authors? You should check out Dave's book. And I grabbed it, and I'm already halfway through, and I've been bummed because we're doing the share-a-thon, and I got home and fell asleep, so I have not gotten further. But I don't want spoilers. I'm going to be spoiler-free this morning because I know Matt wants to read it next.
I
want
to read it. I can
read it. Dude, let's talk about the Christ Virus. I'm sure you're versed in spoiler-free ways to talk about it. So tell us a little bit about the Christ Virus, man.
Well, it's a prophetic thriller, and prophetic thriller is kind of a new genre in Christian fiction.
Yeah.
Joel Rosenberg's kind of pioneered it, and it's just basically a thriller that intertwines prophecy, and that's what the Christ Virus is about. It's an interesting story, and the Lord laid it on my heart about probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I used to be a newspaper reporter before I got into real estate.
How did I not know this?
Yeah, my background is journalism, and I was a newspaper reporter, and then I taught English, and I taught journalism, and I hadn't written in 25 years, and the Lord put this crazy idea on my heart, and I went to my wife, Holly, and said, you know, I got this crazy idea that I can't shake, and I've had it for a while. And I said, what do you think? And she said, well, I think you should write it. And I said, hey, I haven't written in 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think so. And she said, hey, just try it. And God was faithful to connect me with people that were experienced novelists, and he brought everything together to make this happen.
Dude, it is like punching me in the face. It is one of the most fast-paced books I've read in recent memory because it almost feels like me and Mateo, we're both nerdy comic book guys.
Yes,
we are super nerds. We read comics every day, it seems like. And it almost feels like a comic book vibe in a sense that the chapters are short and it's like, boom, this is happening. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait, back to this. But this is crazy over here. And you're getting punched in the face over here. And I don't know what to do with myself. And then I have to like put it down. There's no downtime in this book. I've had to like put it down so I can breathe because it is insane what is going on, man. I love what's happening with the Christ Virus.
That's great.
Share a little bit about the story without, you know, like some of the inspiration behind it without giving away anything.
You know, I think that that the Christ Virus, the message that God wants to deliver, and I don't want this to sound gloomy or anything, but I think it's a wake up call for the church.
Here,
particularly in America. And there's been other books like The Harbinger, which has done really well along similar lines. And I think God wants to speak to the church through the Christ Virus to say, hey, church, you know, things aren't always going to be the way they are right now.
Right.
And there's a couple of scriptures that are at the very beginning of the Christ Virus that I think are very powerful. And one of those basically says the time is coming when those who kill you will do so in the name of God.
Yeah.
And so that kind of sets the stage for what happens in the Christ Virus.
Ooh. Right?
Oh.
And here's the thing. Being in radio, working where we do, trying to keep it as spoiler-free as possible, but in Canada already, you've got these hate speech laws that say you can't do this without, oh, if you're going to talk about Jesus, well, you're going to have an expert come in who can talk about Buddha, who can talk about Islam, who can talk about, and you have to have those according to these different laws in other places in the world. Currently, this is already happening. So all of a sudden, imagine
if you will, a place where you cannot freely speak about Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father. No one gets to heaven except through Jesus Christ. Imagine what that what happens when America can no longer do that, when we as Christian citizens, as American citizens, as Christians, can no longer say those things without fear of the government or fear of the radicals from different religions being able to retaliate in such a way where, I mean, we're already getting there, it seems like. In culture, you can't say anything about the homosexual agenda. You can't say anything about what's happening in the Middle East because, you know, you don't want to offend the radical Muslims. You don't want to, but it seems like Christians are piñatas right now. You have to be tolerant of everyone's views. You can't say anything about anybody else, but if you're a Christian, just get ready because we're free game right now, and you can talk all day long about how ridiculous Christians are and how hypocritical we are and how, you know, whatever you want to say. But the second anybody tries to take a stand, it seems like, oh, well, you're being intolerant. And nobody's realizing the intolerance that is happening with Christians currently. And it's almost like the Christ virus, this novel, is that next step of, hey, man, this is coming. And it's... Dude, it's scary. It's really freaky what happens in this book. And this, I think what's gripping me the most is the fact that I don't feel like we're that far off.
I've heard a lot of people say that, Steve-O.
Yeah.
And that is that they can see this being played out, that it's not that much fiction as it is.
Right.
It sets the stage for the future. And what you said about Canada is absolutely right.
Yeah.
There's laws up there. There's been pastors thrown in jail up there. And so that's very, very true. And, you know, the thing, the Christ virus is set in the year 2019. And I think when the Holy Spirit laid this story on me, you know, the context was, is look at where we are today. How long will it take us to get to this point in the future?
Yeah.
And your audience are young people.
Yeah.
And if you look at statistically what they believe in and where they are, and then you stop and think, now this generation is going to be the leaders.
Yeah.
They're going to be in power within a decade.
Yeah.
They're going to be setting the agenda. It's pretty rattling to think about that. Right now in the United States, 1 out of 5 is part of a new category called the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. The nuns represent a category of people that believe in nothing.
Yeah.
It is the fastest growing segment of society, not necessarily atheistic, but they just say, hey, don't believe in anything.
Yeah, don't care. What does it have to do with my life now? Not necessarily... quote-unquote radical atheists who, you know, fight to the death that there's no God. It's just a, oh, man, I don't have time for that. What does that mean for me? Man,
exactly.
I guess nothing. So,
exactly.
Yeah, the nuns. And you're right. It is so widespread and fastly growing right now in our culture that's why Static Radio is here. That's why novels like The Christ Virus are here. That's why we are doing what we are doing. That is why Christ has given us these visions for our different ministries, because... Man, if we're not out there speaking, people are going to hear everyone else's ideals and agendas, and they need to know the truth. And that's the purpose of Static Radio. And if you believe that, if you wholeheartedly think, well, I love what you guys are doing and I want to be a part of that, please call us, 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for donations. It's in the middle of our Static Share-a-thon, and we have some copies of The Christ Virus. Will you sign them?
They're signed already.
They're
ready to go.
That was awesome. All right, so we have copies. All you got to do, call right now for a donation of $30 or more. If you join us as a Klingon, we will hook you up with a copy of The Christ Virus, signed by my dear friend right here, Dave Slade. And I'm telling you, it is an incredible book. I'm loving everything that's going on. I've been kind of flipping out on it. I haven't even read the last issue of Superior Spider-Man, which is my favorite, because I haven't had time because I'm reading The Christ Virus.
Yeah, we need to get more sleep so you can get back into this book. So
and I can read it. I know, right? The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Please do your part. We're doing ours. We are here, man, sharing that love in Jesus Christ and trying to do it through a creative way, just as you with the Christ virus. What's next? Did that stoke any other fires in you? Like, I got to write another book.
I'm glad you asked that because I'm working on the sequel right now.
Yes!
The sequel is called Dark Star Rising.
Okay.
And it takes some of the characters from the Christ virus moves them forward a few years. And this is a story, this is a very interesting story. I'll just say this. It's about the rise of the Antichrist.
Wow.
And and his early roots and his impact, of course, on all of us.
Yeah.
And who knows? That person may be alive right now as, as we speak.
Yeah.
And I just want to emphasize one thing that you said. I think that this ministry is critical because this ministry focuses on young people, and young people are the future, and young people will have more impact upon everyone's lives and the agenda that will be set for the future than ever before.
Amen. Yeah, we met a guy named Kevin at the New Mexico State Fair when we were broadcasting a couple weeks ago that just, I was kind of sucker punched because he came up and said, "Hey, man, my name's Kevin, and I came to the state fair to say this. I've been in prison for the last 9 months, and the only thing they gave me was a radio, and didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I'm sitting in prison, and I turned on the radio and somehow found you guys, and you've changed my life." He gave his life to Christ. He spent that time in prison preparing to get out and do something for the Lord, and wanted to come and say thank you to Static Radio because that was the catalyst that drew him toward Jesus Christ. And, man, we've heard some incredible testimonies over the course of the last few days during the Share-a-thon, people talking about how it has made an impact. Maybe it hasn't made that quote-unquote life-changing impact on you, but you know you love the music. There's something about it you dig.
Yeah, you maybe you just enjoy the comedy. Maybe you just enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you want to be a part of Static Radio, please donate now. The phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. We have a copy of The Christ Virus signed by the author, Dave Slade, who's in studio with us hanging out. We'd love to give it to you. We also have some t-shirts, some CDs. We got a ton of different things, but you have to call now. 1-866-730-4921. Now I want to go away from the air so I can read, because now I know there's a sequel, and I have to read before it gets ruined what characters actually lived through the first book. So, dude, thank you so much for contributing to Static and for what you're doing, man. This is cool. I love what God is doing in your life right now. As an author, you're writing an incredible story that's kind of freaking me out. I think, as people have been saying, because it's so real and it's not that far off. It's that thriller of, man, this could happen. These are the type of movies that freak me out that I don't want to watch because I know they're too close to home, because it's like, that's too real. But it's also why Homeland's probably my favorite television show, because it seems like it's something very real. And the first thing I said, actually, when I started reading The Christ Virus was that very thing, is it reminds me very much of Homeland in the sense of what's happening with the government and what's happening chemically, if you will, and what's happening. I'm trying so hard to stay spoiler free, but
Spoiler free.
The story that you've woven together with these characters is riveting, and I absolutely love this book. So
thank you, Steve.
I'm stoked
appreciate
to read
that.
It and to know you.
And you know, it's you know, God uses us in a variety of different ways. He uses your talent, Mateo's talent, to be able to reach. And it's just the Holy Spirit working through the talents and the gifts that God has given you. And this is a desire that's been on my heart since I used to be a journalist, to be able to write a novel. And I never thought it was possible. And yet God accomplished this through me. And, of course, God can accomplish anything he wants to accomplish as long as we are willing and able to be used by the Lord.
Amen. Speak to that person who's listening right now, who's whether they're an aspiring musician or author or whatever it is. Because as you said, God put this in your heart, and it wasn't that immediate, like, I got to write this right now. I mean, it was the kind of pushing of your wife and the Holy Spirit moving in you. Talk to that person who's maybe sitting there thinking, man, yeah, but whether it's a self-esteem or just an overwhelming sense of not knowing how it's going to work together, talk to that person about how it worked out for you.
You know, in order to be able to do things that are worthy in life, you have to risk something.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Holy Spirit asks us to take a risk at all different times in our life. And the Holy Spirit asked me to take a risk. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe I had the ability. But that wasn't the important thing. The important thing was that I put one foot in front of the other and went forward in faith. When Abraham was asked to leave, he was asked to risk everything.
Yeah.
He couldn't see the vision that God had for him and his life and his incredible legacy that he would leave. but he was faithful to take one step in that direction. That's all you have to do, Amen. Is take one step. And if God is asking you, putting something on your heart, risk it and take that step and see what the Lord will do.
Amen. Dave Slade, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
My pleasure.
Author of The Christ Virus, working on the sequel. I'm so excited about that, man. You have no idea. That's amazing. All right. Well, we are in the middle of our Static Radio Share-a-thon 2013. Call right now. The phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. If you come alongside us with a monthly donation of $30 or more, we have a signed copy of The Christ Virus to give you. We also have some CDs. We've got some T-shirts. We've got some gift cards to various locations. But you got to call now. Phone lines open. 1-866-730-4921. We got to take a quick break. Coming back.
Yeah, coming back, we're going to be talking to Joe Rickard from the band Red, his brand new clothing company called Stay Easy Clothing. They're being kind enough to donate a couple shirts for us to give away if you'll be a monthly donor. So keep it locked here. We'll be talking to Joe when we come back.
That's right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static Radio.
Welcome.
Welcome
to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Steve-O.
Matteo.
Don Michello.
Dude, it's been a stellar day. Sorry, I broke character.
Dang
it's okay.
It.
Yeah, what happened?
Ruiner.
My bad. I just ruined all the funny. Ruined it!
Ruined.
Right out the window.
All right, let's give this dude a call.
Oh, that's really what it is. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're about to make a phone call. To a super rad dude.
Super rad dude, we're gonna keep it.
Coolest dude, coolest dude.
Coolest dude,
coolest dude, coolest dude.
Drummer of one of my all-time favorite records.
Which one?
That would be Polarity by The Wedding.
Oh yeah, dude.
And every time I see him,
dude,
I think I have to mention
man,
that.
I've known this dude for so long, and sometimes I forget how long I've known him.
Yeah, yeah. Calling Joe.
Hello.
Joe! You're live on the air. Welcome to the show, my friend.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, buddy?
Joe Rickard,
so we've been having a fight over here about your last name because, you know, Jean-Luc Picard, right?
Uh-huh.
On Star Trek, so it could be Joe-Luc Ricard.
it could be that some people like to, you know, say that for fun.
Really? You've already gotten that?
But it's Rickard.
That's right.
But it
my family doesn't like Star Trek, so they changed how you pronounce it.
Okay. There you go. There you go. Dude, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm pumped. You guys having fun?
Oh, we are. Hey, Joe, guess who I am?
What? He doesn't know that you're
Guess who I am?
I don't think he knows.
Really? I hate that when people...
There's a girl voice on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a girl
it's
voice
It's a female...
On the air.
The hint is you know me.
You've known her for many moons. She is a girl
of
many colors.
Is it Dawn?
It is. It's me. You know, you had a big hint with Matt here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's cool, though.
What's going on, man?
I'm just sitting outside of our hotel in L.A.
Nice.
Chilling.
You fancy. Yeah.
Are you in Inglewood?
Up to no good.
What's that?
Said, are you in Inglewood?
Sorry, I cannot understand what you're saying.
Why? Dang.
I don't know.
Is it your accent?
She was making a joke. Are you in Inglewood? Up to no good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
obviously very funny.
Yes. It was fantastic. Joe, tell us about what is going on with you lately.
Yeah.
I've been pretty slammed with Red and starting this tour today, and then at the same time got this new clothing company that just launched Monday night. Been working on it since January, kind of in secret, and then past few weeks started blasting it out, getting in people's faces, and we're crazy busy trying to run this thing, and these past few days have been amazing with sales. We've sold a lot. We're sold out of a bunch of stuff that we were not expecting, so we're trying to order a bunch of new stuff. We just ordered a ton of stuff last night, trying to get things back in stock for people, and that kind of stuff, but it's been good. I'm having a blast doing something completely different than music, being creative in another way, and it's fun. And we're make all of our own shirts. We print them ourselves and everything by hand. So I was doing that last week. I left a week ago to start some shows. And so the whole week leading up to that, every day I was up, you know, early in the morning. We'd print for 6 or 7 hours and just print as many shirts as we could. So it's been, it's been nice. It's cool to be able to give somebody something that, you know, we actually made. We didn't just order from somewhere and and everything. So it's fun.
So let me get this straight, Joe from Red. You have a clothing company that you're pressing shirts yourself that sold out, and yet you're giving some to Static Radio to help for donators to call in and donate to Static Radio.
Dude, that's awesome.
Like exclusive sold out apparel for your new clothing company.
Yeah, we're giving you guys our most popular shirts.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Our black main logo shirt, which is our SE design for Stay Easy, and then we have a girls Heather Pink V-neck that has this big heart that we made that says Daisy in the center of it. And that's our most popular shirt, now, that girl's shirt.
Here's the question, because you're sending us two shirts. Is it going to weird you out, since there's me and Mateo, if I wear the black one and Teo wears the pink one? Because
I'll
we're probably just
going
to keep these for ourselves.
He'll look good, you know.
I've been doing my pull-ups, Joe. Dude, I had no idea that you were so hands-on with the clothing process. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, we're trying to keep it. I mean, it's just three of us. It's me and my buddy Josh Baker and his brother Matt Baker, both from Nashville. I've been friends with those guys for a long time, and they're some of my closest friends. And it's cool that it can just be the three of us. I mean, literally, Josh is a computer genius, so he made the website. Matt knew how to print T-shirts, so he taught us how to print, and we just print together. And then, we're just using all of our connections to kind of get it out there, running all the social media ourselves. It's pretty chaos to run all that kind of stuff and promote that and everything at the same time. So we're just kind of learning along the way, but people seem like they're digging what we're doing and trying to post cool pictures and that kind of stuff. We flew out to L.A. just a couple weeks ago and shot a commercial.
Cool.
That's on the website, so it's pretty cool. We love it. We went to Santa Monica and shot a pretty pro commercial. We had a bunch of friends to help us out.
That's rad.
And then we did pictures at the same time, so that's given us a lot of really cool content to kind of blast out to people.
There you go. We posted the photo at our Facebook page. We also linked to the Stay Easy Apparel, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You got to call right now, because obviously it's very limited.
These are limited.
We have one male and one female, so the first two donors right now at 1-866-730-4921. We're going to hook you up with the Stay Easy t-shirt. That's 1-866-730-4921. Donatello.
Joe, I just think it's really cool that your friends who have these amazing creative abilities, you yourself, your two friends you've been printing the shirts with, creating the website, then your friends who helped you shoot an amazing commercial. Mm-hmm. It's all just people using the gifts that God's given them and being willing to donate their time, their efforts in order to promote God's kingdom and people who love God and who are just trying to show what amazing creative God we serve. And that's the kind of people that we're looking for at this station too. We're looking for people to come alongside us and be willing to share a little bit of what they have, what God has given them in order to support this ministry and to help support, you know, the amazing bands that this radio station supports and which are all creating songs in hopes of being able to reach people for the message of God's love.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing, And that's the whole reason that any of this has been possible for us is with God. I mean, the guy that directed the commercial is a good Christian guy. He's one of my close friends. I'm doing this with two very godly men, and their family helps us out. You know, their mom helps us sew stuff if we need something last minute,
awesome.
That kind of stuff. And it's just really cool. And there would be no way that we could have financially or physically done this without God. And that's kind of what our whole goal. Our whole goal with this is just we're trying to promote something that Christians and non-Christians are going to like.
Yeah.
Sort of what Red does. That's what our music is about. We have God in the message, but we don't say it blatantly because we want both people to enjoy it. We have the same thing with these clothes. We want something that's not promoting sexuality or profanity or anything in any way, but it's not being blatantly
cheesy.
Jesus.
What it is promoting is it's promoting community.
We're not trying to use Jesus' name to make money.
Yes,
we don't want
to
do that. We want to have something we can make the money with God's help and give it back to him, but at the same time, it's something that non-Christians are going to be into, and maybe through that they'll see, or maybe, I mean, if anything, it's just a simple message that God gave us forever ago was to not worry, to let him be in charge. And that's what Pay-Easy is. Don't worry. Yeah. There's nothing to worry about. We're all going to be fine.
Matthew 6:34. I love it.
Yes.
There it is.
Right.
That's awesome.
Joe, thank you so much. It's 10 o'clock, so we got, we're out of show, which is crazy for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Well, it's a good thing we had Joe to close it out, because that's freaking awesome.
We got two Stay Easy shirts. We posted the photos to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We should probably check with our operators to see if we still have them.
Yeah, they're probably
Yeah, the phone line open, 1-866-730-4921. You have to call right now. We only have one male, one female t-shirt. Donators. I love how you guys
donors.
Dang it. You guys
call in right now.
1-866-730-4921. Joe, we love you, man. Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Take care, dude.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio for the photo on the shirt. I would call right now. 1-866-730-4921. Up next, Middays with Mitch.
Woo!
Ha! I'll probably be in here hanging a little. Mateo probably be in here hanging a little.
Donna be in
Donatello
here.
You never know where I'm going to be.
Exactly. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static Radio.